This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock, straight up, as we are all seated and happy to be here in Studio C, coming to you live from Central Phoenix. We do it each and every Tuesday night, 7 to 10, Arizona time, Mountain Standard time, how the fuck you figured out. We're here!
You're looking at a map.
You look at a map.
Mm-hmm. On the map, they kind of show it.
A clock. I know, but then there's our part that doesn't quite work.
Wow, that's Arizona time.
It's all good. But
didn't they just veto it in Indiana? Didn't that governor, was it Mitch Daniels? Didn't he
for
just
daylight
say,
savings?
Fuck it, we're doing it.
No, I don't remember.
They had fast time and slow time in Indiana. Parts of Indiana did it, parts of it didn't.
I don't know. We can certainly Katie, Google that. Would you please? Let's get on.
I'm on it.
And I want to say, and it was county by county in Indiana. And they used to call it fast time or slow time, depending on where they fell.
Is that where Ridgemont High is?
It's like
exactly. Spicoli.
Wow, there's a throwback for you. For those of you who are of a certain age, understand fast times at Ridgemont High. I actually don't think I've ever seen the movie. I've seen clips. I know that.
I've seen really funny
clips of all of it.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
Does the humor still hold up even though it's 30 some odd years later?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a safe one.
Yeah. We'd also like to
wish. Which is one with the kid masturbating to Phoebe Cates?
Fast Times.
Okay. Yeah, actually, there's so,
is it Judge Reinhold?
Judge Reinhold. It's a classic scene.
Her brother.
Isn't that her brother? No, her best friend's brother.
I guess I should do that so people can see us. Now people can see us.
That's where we get Sean Penn from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Gotcha.
What are you talking about, Mr. Hand?
Wow, now if you look at a picture of Sean Penn then and now, what a vast difference. Yeah. One time you're married to Madonna and the rest of it's like, woo! Though a brilliant actor. I couldn't take that away from him. I have enjoyed him in a few different movies, including Milk, which you and I saw together.
Oh,
it was a good thing. Before we get too far into the show,
good.
I'd like to welcome everybody listening out in the great beyond, those of you who are in such countries as, well, at this point, the United States.
What's up, U.S.?
Well, they don't have the map up.
And
I
would also like to give a shout-out. Congratulations to 2-year sobriety to Whitney Houston as of today. Bless her heart. She's doing good.
Later today.
But still, it's the anniversary.
You still have your finger on the pulse of that?
There it is.
There it is.
Okay.
I almost couldn't feel it.
So I know that I get that that's a funny... I know. Oh. Yay, Whitney. Yeah. But I actually...
Okay, no, not yay, Whitney. She's dead.
She is, but she's
still dead.
But she's sober. For some reason, I thought you were going to talk about my brother, which you wouldn't be.
Because I'd never watched
my
it.
My brother, as of yesterday, got his 2-year chip.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Oh,
wow.
And Whitney are neck and neck.
They really are.
His is above ground.
Different. Yeah.
He's doing really well
like
in his sobriety.
Her, not so sure.
Give or take.
Yeah.
So go, my brother.
Congratulations.
Sadly, Whitney's wonderful. Still making money off of
music. Well, that made day one kind of a wake-up call to watch Whitney Houston slip under the ice.
Oh. Yeah. Right?
So how do you feel your success is going to be? Ooh, good. It's going to be good. We're going to be fine.
Better than hers.
Well, you have a better chance.
He's not an avid swimmer, is he? Because, I mean, that was where her fault is.
Yeah, he is, actually.
I don't mean swimming. I just mean water in general.
No, he's actually good with water. So
okay, good.
He was coming out ahead.
Does he prefer baths or showers?
The word buoyant has been used.
For me and you too. I think
that's,
I love that.
Oh,
so
we're
much.
Going to hell.
Again, I feel like I have been completely scattered in trying to get into the show, and I live here. So that shows you how squirrely my day
Studio
has been.
Trying to get into this room?
Yeah, just to get
in
here.
Open that door.
How do I get my desk in one room of the house to another one? Oh, put one foot in front of the other. Seems to work out really well. Katie, what the fuck is what's this water doing here? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I mean, just trying to stay hydrated. I was actually out.
It's not July.
It feels like it could be. Just about.
Is this
a really
October?
Good joy? No. I've also got the cunt
got
club.
It. Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, sorry, I'm flinging around. So, I went out to my parents today to have lunch with them at Trilogy at Vistancia, and I will reiterate again and again, I'm ready to retire and move
for
to a retirement community.
For those outside of the Trilogy area, that is is it a retirement community or is it just a housing development?
It's a 55-plus
you're
active
not even
adult
close.
Community.
You're not even close.
No, but I said to the guy at the counter today, he goes... when I was getting lunch, I said, I'm ready to be here. I am literally, move me in. And he goes, you don't even have to be 55 anymore. You know, they're doing the, what did he call it?
Yeah,
they're doing
like a age two. Discrimination.
He goes, they're doing
Somebody would sue.
Yeah. Sure. He goes, they're doing a twofer. Just marry someone over 55. I'm like, I mean, you're, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
How old's Kelly?
What if you married someone who was like 25?
Or
and
two,
and we just add, subtract
the children,
or two, like add a get a 30-year-old and a 25-year-old married
and
then, two
and
people.
Clayton, you're in.
Oh well, I don't know about
you
that.
You and you're in.
Yeah, no, what I'm concerned about with this is, I had a joke and I lost it. I hate when I do that.
Damn it!
It's about. Oh no, I know what it was. You say you're ready to retire today.
Today,
and then in about by next week, you're like, I'm out of here. I'm done because I know how you are. It's a good idea for a week.
Oh yeah.
And then you're like, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, 2014 is the year of no, so I might. Oh. It's my year of no. I'm going to start saying no to things.
Mean?
I have to start saying
it's the
no
year
to
of
things.
The year of the horse and the year of no.
Yeah. Okay. Nay.
Nay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was really good. Nay. I enjoyed that.
Way to tie in the Chinese. Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, and then you didn't have to even drive anything. That was good. Oh. All right.
Well done.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll be done with all of my volunteer commitments at the end of this year and I will be ready to move on.
You're high. You'll never be done. You will never be done.
Well, I said it was the year of no. 2 days later, Barbara Seville called and asked me for something. And before I even knew what she was asking for,
I'll do
said,
it.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, what do you need? Yeah. And I hung up the phone and was going, God damn it, Katie. It's the year of no. What's
well,
happened
right,
to you?
Right after you hung up, you went, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, so it all ties in. It all ties in and it works out.
That's a good
now
point.
You just it was a very say no at the right time.
I know.
Right.
I know. Yeah.
That comes in June.
I know. But what did Barbara ask y'all to do?
We are part of, and actually we're going to be re-recording, by the way, just so you know that. Her production number for, her talent number, excuse me, for, she's running for Miss Gay Pride?
Miss Gay Pride, yes.
Miss Gay Pride Phoenix. She's running for that, and her, which you'll love the talent number because it's very cute and you're familiar with parts of it. So it'll be interesting. We're just recording audio bites because obviously the way that it's staged, we can't speak live from the stage, so we're just recording our own parts. I unfortunately can't be there for the live performance because it's the first night that we start back with patio shows at Charlie's, and I can't be guaranteed because we don't know where she's going to be as far as a contestant member.
Right.
So I can't be guaranteed to be there. So
well, and it's a far drive. If you were there, it'd be hard to haul over to.
Right, it's in downtown Scottsdale, yeah. Which is a great place to have a pageant. That I was there a couple weeks ago for one. That really is a great facility to have.
It's at the venue of Scottsdale. Oh, it's on March.
The 16th, because that's a Saturday night, right?
And it'll be a really good time. She's like putting a lot of work. It's going to be a really fun program.
Yeah, it will. And I will tell you a little more off the air what she's doing. It's just cute as hell. I'd like to say hello, Harrison, Tomo, my mom, Mama
Hi,
Di,
guys.
And Marnie's girl. That would be Ernie or Aaron.
Hey, Ernie.
It's all in the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please do so. You can go to the QTalkAmerica.com website. There should be a banner at the top of the page. You can either click to watch or click to join us in the chat. Either way you want to do it is good. Katie, what you been up to?
I'm just watching the Olympics. Really excited about that.
All the games that can be played in slush.
Mm-hmm. In slush.
Now, are you able to see it better than Bob Costas or not?
I mean, just
Annie, Stevie Wonder, I think, could probably at this point. His heart.
God bless him for trying.
Oh, my God.
That has to be so uncomfortable.
So, and I'm certain that probably everyone knows that what we're talking about is that Bob Costas has pink eye in two eyes.
Yeah, now.
I don't think it's pink eye because no one would go near him.
Yeah, they
kept saying
of
virus.
Yeah. If it was pink eye, you can't go near him.
Yeah. Right. So hopefully it's not. But yeah. It's not looking good, whatever it is.
No, it is. But he horrible. Had my best joke, the best joke ever last night, because he's always so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
So like Mary Carrillo, is that her name?
Yeah.
She did her pre-tape segment on vodka and distilling vodka and tasting vodka. And they did the whole thing, and how do you taste the vodka? And you rub it in your hands, and you smell it, and it something I don't know what it was. And they come back to the studio, and he just hands her a glass, and he's like, "And we're gonna have a drink," and she's like, "What? No, we're gonna have a drink." And he's like, "No." She's like, "Is this Kathy Lee and Hoda?" Like, "No, I don't do this." And he's like, "No, we're drinking, and we're drinking now."
Yeah,
right down the hatch. And she kept staring at it, and she's like, I don't want to drink live on NBC Sports.
It doesn't matter.
So He goes, what does it matter? My eyes aren't getting any redder tomorrow. And he slams it down, and she did too. And as soon as
he slammed it, it was great.
As soon as he said that, she was like, fuck it, let's drink. Yeah. You're in hell.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just like, what a good sport, though, for him to. And there have been Bob Costas's eyes is now trending on Twitter.
Right.
There's actually an account, and it's saying things like something about his red eyes. And he goes, but I got to hand it to the guy. Iris-pecked him. I respect him. And like, just people are coming up with all kinds of great jokes. And, you know, he's on there, God bless him, like liking everything. And yeah, so it's good.
He's a good sport.
All these years later.
No.
And they said he's hosted every Olympics since 98. But I remember him from 92. In Barcelona. So obviously.
Maybe he skipped a year somewhere.
I think 94 was CBS, and I think maybe he's only on NBC, but I know 94 was definitely on CBS because I remember the David Letterman sending his mom to Lillehammer. And how funny that segment turned out.
Yes. Well, it wasn't Biff and his mom, didn't they both go? Biff Henderson from Letterman? Because he always sent Biff everywhere.
Oh, I thought it was Bud. What's his name?
Back then
it was
Bud
Melman.
92 would have still been Bud Melman. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this was 94.
Yeah.
The Lee Hammer was 94.
I don't remember when he died.
I don't know.
Because that's all with Tanya Harding. Oh, no, he was definitely was alive for that.
Yeah.
He was alive.
Larry Bud Melman?
Oh, yeah, he's on the Offspring song. My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch.
Good song.
He opens that song. Now that's something everyone can enjoy.
You're absolutely
correct. I used to enjoy him. But Melman bus service.
I don't
service.
Know who that is at all.
You'd have to go back to YouTube and watch old Letterman clips of Larry Bud Melman.
Okay.
He was just a character actor that was just a deadpan look.
And I gotta Google him.
And just goofy looking. They would,
kill that video feed you got up there too, Donovan.
Oh.
Because I'm hearing it coming back.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But they used to dress him up and he was a bus driver and Letterman would ask him questions and his response was, how the hell should I know?
I feel like I have looked him up in here before.
They used to do so many things with him. He was so fun.
That and the guys in the deli outside.
Oh, yes. Hello Deli.
The Hello Deli.
And he just, his voice was just, like, if you didn't like him, grating. Like, that would have been just a grating.
Right. Kind of like Gilbert Gottfried.
But not that good.
I loved
him. Bad.
I enjoyed Mr. Bud Melman.
Yes.
We love him.
Tomo was telling us conjunctivitis is caused by the same germ that causes the common cold, which I'm assuming is that we're talking about in regards to...
But that's pink eye, but that's why you can't, because if he did have pink eye, you can't...
You
if someone
it.
Has pink eye, you catch it. Like,
got mm-hmm. it.
You don't go... They have to
I
stay home.
I thought they had to, like, touch their eye and touch
no.
you or some crap.
Somebody has pink eye, you get them away from you ASAP.
Even if you've had the flu shot?
Yes.
checking. I want to make
sure. They did have it on the news. They said stay home from work, everything. Stay home from school. Like, you're out for multiple days.
Stay off international television.
Because I thought, well, that really looks like pink eye. And then somebody sat down next to me. I'm like, well, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
Because
I used to
shit would be done.
Back years ago when I worked at the NBC affiliate in my hometown, remember Bob Costas had a show called Later. With Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was so funny. No matter who he interviewed. And again, it was one of those things where I don't even care if I like the person. Somehow he would make the interview and me find something to like about the person. But he was always very funny. And I think he's a wonderful interviewer. He's just a great spokesperson, but an anchor. And also, obviously, we all wish Bob Costas well here on the show because, well, we need him to come back.
Well, we should write a song.
They really are saying that it's that.
That it is pink eye?
That it is pink eye.
Conjunctivitis.
Oh. Well.
Maybe the glasses helped protect
it. They were big enough. He should have worn those glasses.
Yeah, viral and bacterial pink eye are contagious and spread very easily. It's caused by viruses and usually no medical treatment. Preventing its spread is important. Yeah, I would be suing everybody. Fuck the terrorists. Because they're saying it's conjunctivitis. And if it is, you do not go near that person. There should be no one.
Well.
Clinking a glass with him or any of that
shit. Can you
shit?
Imagine if, like, everybody on the Today Show tomorrow
all of a sudden gets,
has pink eye?
Well, that's bad.
People are trying to go down the slalom, like, doing all the slaloms. Get like,
yeah.
Can't
all of a sudden, it's
anything.
So bad that they actually get Ross, the intern, to go to Sochi because everybody else is sick. And
right.
He's like, oh, my God!
It's the Olympics!
Yeah, the second gayest person in the world.
Right, because the first gayest person is already there.
Which one?
Oh, the ice skater.
Johnny Weir?
Johnny Weir.
There are no gay people in Sochi.
Oh, no.
I just
there's
let
one
you know.
Now.
Well, Hello.
And they're also smuggling out all of the, there are people over there. Remember we were talking about them, was it last week we talked about the fact they were actually killing
dogs.
Yeah, Ernie turned the thing.
There are people that are, now they showed video of them, that are hauling them out of the city in their cars. Like in station wagons, hauling them out.
People are smuggling
basically,
the dogs
out. No, smuggling.
The threat was that they were going to do that. That they were going to, if you don't get them out of here, we're going to kill them. We're going to shoot them and kill them. And people kind of went apeshit, like, what? I mean, they do have feelings there, apparently. And they grabbed up the dogs and were taking them. But apparently in the opening ceremonies, you could see the dogs running throughout the stands.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Like up to the people.
I watched the opening ceremony.
I did not see it, so I will have to look that up. But that's what I heard two or three different people say that separately. That they pointed out that there were dogs that were running up into the stands.
Oh, wow.
Like you couldn't, you like weren't the keeping them out.
My PETA heart can't handle
Aaron, this. Toughen up a little bit. God damn it. You teach kids for a living. I think you can handle a little bad news coming out of Russia that ends wonderfully with people smuggling dogs out of the goddamn city.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Stray dogs make their way into the Winter Olympics opening ceremony.
I'll have to look at that later.
I guess it was just kind of like, here they're making it so pretty.
You know? Well, and they did. They inviting for everyone.
It was. They thought it was Westminster.
Oh, well. Oh.
And when the
perhaps, and then the mutt showed up.
When the last two people took the torch outside to light it, and they had all the people that were dressed up that had done the performance, and the guards were like holding them back, and I'm like, are they terrorists? I thought they were just the actors,
right?
But and there was only once because I looked for the whole run to see if there was going to be. There was just one group of actors that they were like. Calm the fuck down, people. And like the security guard was like holding them back like it was a Britney Spears concert.
Yeah, but my understanding was those security guards that were there had no idea why they were there. Like they were told to like come there or something, and they were all standing there. They were for tryouts. Like come for tryouts. And so they all showed up and thought that they were gonna be a part of the Olympic ceremonies. Well, they were. As security.
Oh, that's
and you're
funny.
Not gonna get paid. Oh. So just stand here, and so they probably didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Like
and there was only one. Like if you watch the run of the torch when they leave the stadium and go out and light it because it's outside,
right?
It was hysterical, and I'm like, what are those peasants threatening to do behind you? And I can't remember. They were like from some
light
era.
A cigarette.
They were
the
from
flame.
Some era of the 1,000 years of Russian history, so they were all dressed the
same.
Oh
yes,
which
right.
made it even funnier. Like, are those the Bolsheviks that you have to hold back? Like,
I'm going
oh
to
my
sick
God.
My dog on you.
Remember the commercials back in the 80s for Wendy's, where the whole premise of the commercial was. Everybody wants choices, so they would say they actually showed a fashion show in Russia. Same big gal, she came out all in gray, going. She went day wear, same outfit. Yeah. Came back evening wear.
I do remember that
swimwear, and all she had was a beach ball, but the same outfit.
That's
so
funny.
You saying they were all
that.
Dressed the same reminds me of that those old commercials, which they I guess for better for international. I don't know, handshakes, if you will. Sure. They had to take that commercial off the air.
Oh.
But I always thought it was funny because it was
I forgot what it was for.
But it was for Wendy's because you have all these choices at Wendy's. Oh. Except in Russia, everything's the same. I'm not going to Russia for a fucking hamburger, but I don't know why they thought that was a good comparison.
Might be dog.
you don't mean that.
And so tasty, too.
This is great. Wendy's Soviet fashion show. I'm watching it right now.
It's so fun to have you join us in our era, Katie, because you're just a couple decades off. Just a little.
A little bit.
It's good.
Oh, and Tomo, inhale all you want to. If somebody comes over and with pink eyes, send them
home.
I'll
post it on our Facebook page.
Do what?
Tomo's like, inhale the germ, get a cold, touch your eye, get conjunctivitis. If they go anywhere near your house, get them out.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even let them in your car. They can walk.
Ooh.
That shit is catchy as all fucking get. It's so like lice. Yeah.
There it is. So it's daywear.
This is hilarious. I just love that it's called the Soviet fashion show. Yeah. It's Wendy's.
And then it comes out and then she goes, evening wear. Da-da-da-da. She walks out and does the same thing. With a flashlight because it's evening. And then, wait, she comes out and she does swim. They do swimwear. At the end, it's swimwear. It's a delicious looking burger. We will post a link on our Facebook to this for
that
the
really
commercial.
I had no idea that was for Wendy's.
At the very end of it, they come out and she does swimwear.
Yeah, here we go. Swimwear.
And, hang on. Da-da-da, and she comes out with the beach ball.
Oh, that is funny.
posted on the Facebook page.
Where's the beef?
But I thought you were talking about Michelin.
No, different woman.
I know. How are we going to get there? But
it's very confused.
The funny thing was, is I found the history of the Soviet Union, the Russian Federation, the CCCP. I got a lot of questions.
I was so
just
bored.
As unentertaining I didn't as watch any I of did it. The British opening ceremony.
Didn't watch any of it.
That
with
was
their
more
tribute
entertaining.
To healthcare.
That was more entertaining.
Wait, I don't remember the British opening ceremony, but I did think
remember we were all just nurses in hospital beds.
Oh,
but
yes.
But they did have like the Queen then, come out yes. with James Bond. Like there were highlights of this. This was just fucking weird.
The weird one was when they all like the guys came out carrying the carriages and the babies, and it just said like kids on the screen on
the
floor.
Prams. Yeah,
but the digital imagery that they used was really incredible.
It really was spectacular.
Really, really
you mean
cool.
like when they came walking out, all of that?
No, everything that they showed on the floor was this new projection thing that they just invented.
And when they showed...
Hello, Tyler from Tennessee. Welcome.
Hi, Tyler.
Welcome.
That must have been when I was fast-forwarding, because it was
no,
all
it was the whole
thing.
Everything on the floor was projected on there, and that's how they kept doing those images, and that's why
it
everything
so,
flew through the
like
air.
Like when the sea, when Peter the Great, and they were
talking,
right.
the ship and it was the water and the ship, and
I paid attention when they walked in, like the whole map kind of thing.
Yeah,
the
and then there was,
otherwise
and they kept
really.
Spinning the globe
so cool.
to make them walk
cool.
out of their country. But there's still, you know, as many times as I watch the Olympics, there's a whole bunch of countries, I don't know where you are.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Togo. Lots of questions.
Yeah. I think that's a drive-through.
And I was far.
I got food. I actually got food poisoning from that one time.
Made up of
food
styrofoam.
Poisoning from Togo.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So.
And they were talking about the one nation, like you know, the Serbia Herzegovina, like. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is, Herzegovina, Bosnia-Herzegovina, mm-hmm. they split up and they used to be Yugoslavia. And they were trying, but the best thing, the other favorite thing that the commentator said was when Meredith Sierra was like, if you're confused why this is coming now, it's because we're using the Cyrillian alphabet.
Okay.
And then she goes,
yes.
if you don't know what that is, Google it. And she moved on.
Like, does she want a job on this show?
So fucking awesome.
I'm like, I missed my Meredith Vieira.
I love Meredith Vieira.
Google it.
And if you have questions on it, you should Google it.
Yeah, she's so
and I'm
great.
Sure Google loved that.
Yeah,
like,
she was they got a corporate spend plug, one second right? trying to explain this
That's Cyrillian alphabet.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
And I appreciate the go to Google with their...
Right, with their LGBT thing, yeah.
LGBT stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of a cute little
There have been a few. And there were actually a couple during the opening ceremonies. And, you know, they're saying, you know, there's debate about, and I can't remember what country it was, but they had the gloves that were all the five fingers, five colors.
The colors of the rings.
And they had, which are the colors of the rings, but, you know, then there are people going,
it looks like
it's
rainbow.
Gay pride.
No,
which,
I can't remember what, one country actually was, there was one country. With the gloves and one that had the rainbow colored outfit in it.
Oh yes,
I can't. Was it
the
Italy?
Rainbow colored outfit? I heard them say specifically, this is not have to do with the gay pride or any of the issues
right.
surrounding
but
LGBT.
But the glove one was really obvious because
the gloved one was obvious.
They were from Neverland.
Yeah. No. Yes. No, but because it's got black in it, and the gay pride doesn't have
no,
black.
No, it does not.
There's no blacks in
there's
gay
no
pride.
Blacks. Not
but then
here.
There was another snowboarder who did something when she came down.
Oh,
off
hers
of the,
was on the bottom of her board.
No, and she had gloves that were rainbow gloves that she after she came down from her slope style event, and she went like this in the.
Yeah, she's the one that was on the bottom of her ski, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was the one that was trying to get
she was
in
actually
trouble.
Doing, like, the gay pride business.
Yes. And I can't remember what her name is. Canadian?
I'm going to
snowboarder.
Find it.
And
hasn't
so every
been heard
time,
of since.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't find her.
Learning what the word gulag means. No, but every time she grabbed her board, she had the gay pride flag on the bottom of it.
I didn't see it. I'm not watching
it. She made sure that if they were going to, you know how there's all everybody when they grab their board.
Uh-huh.
There's the logo or whoever their sponsor
right,
is.
On the bottom.
She wanted that to be hers. But I didn't realize that she had gone already.
Hmm.
Oh, I haven't. Know. Yes, I did. Wait.
I have seen
what did we already went? Oh, no, I have watched. I watched
I
the,
think it's Cheryl Moss. Gay snowboarder Cheryl Moss.
I think that's her. Is she Canadian?
Oh, I can't. No, she was Dutch. This woman's Dutch.
Oh, because I thought it was a Canadian.
Oh,
was a,
yeah. Clara Hughes and Canadian Pride.
Okay.
Cheryl Moss and Clara Hughes. So two gay snowboarders.
Because what was the first thing called? The slope?
Slope style.
Slope style.
Which is the shit.
Oh, my God. That was so...
I haven't seen that yet.
That, oh, it's, and you can't. It's over. We won.
I have all of the Olympic
but
DVR.
But they start out going down like...
No, I don't care.
They slide That's down good. A banister, and then they go through... They go
Mary
over another
Poppins?
Trick, And then all of a sudden they go on and they do two tricks. But it's amazing because it's kind of like what you would see if somebody was in like a park. You know what I mean? Because they get on the thing by coming down a band, like a banister or a handrail, but it's gigantic.
Okay.
And they come down that, and then they go down another device, which I can't remember what the second thing is that they slide down.
There's a barrel. There's like a couple barrels and a couple.
Do they roll them out?
Yes, yes.
We'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
Almost. Not in Sochi.
No.
But then they do the flips, and they do two flips. And that's the one that that the first time that what's-his-face?
Sean White
tried to qualify on.
He hurt his wrist.
In the X Games, and he fell in the 50 feet straight on his face. And so that's when...
Still didn't help.
So then when he got to the Olympics and he saw theirs, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to do the half pipe.
Okay.
And that's when he got all the shit for. But if you Google it, he took a huge fall, either doing the qualifying rounds or somewhere in the X Games in January. Mm-hmm. And he goes up and does the trick and just comes down on his face.
Oh.
And he laid there for a second. So they're like, and the announcers are announcing to the entire slope, the whole ski trail, because everybody's watching. And he's like, if we could please get medical attention to jump number two, if someone could please. And the other people, you can hear the commentators trying to comment on the jump. And he's like, yeah, great, but can we get medical attention to the redhead on the field?
Yeah,
and then
kidding.
He sits up. And but it was really kind of
stressful.
There
were a couple of falls that a couple of the ladies took, slamming down, and their heads just bouncing. Oh, like,
on
and then
event?
They were showing it over and where they go up and with the skis.
It's the slope style for skis. The skiing slope style. Because there's the snowboard.
Oh, yeah. Just come down.
Was that on today?
Today or yesterday? I don't remember. Yeah.
I'm a little bit behind on today, but that's where they do that same shit that they did on the snowboards, but now the fuckers are going to do it on skis.
She landed
it's insanity.
On her head.
And I know we could keep going on and on and on about the Olympics. The
Probably
one
will.
Really cool thing that I will say is I love watching the commercials about... you know, they show like the person winning gold. It's like the P&G commercials or something, or the Ameritrade, I think is what it is.
It's Ameritrade.
And they show them winning gold, but then they reverse throughout their lives and show all of their first steps that it took to get them there.
Oh,
because they show the speed. They're really cute. They're really cute.
They're cute.
Speed skater.
But you've
JC,
got
JR.
To the craziest shit is like, you see this on the commercial. When I go skiing, there's a bar that I like to sit at. I don't actually go in the park really, but I sit at the bar right at the
Shocker.
Top. Shocking. And I drink beer. Well, I watch these kids go into the snowboarding park and do the half pipe and do all these tricks and all this really cool stuff. And these kids are like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like we're literally 4, 5, 6, 7 to 10 years old kids that are just stupid good. And it is so cool to watch little kids do it. And then it's so cool to like think that they're just these kids that are having fun and then they end up someday at the Olympics. It's just neat. It's really my favorite.
There was
favorite
a
part.
Canadian ski person with the and up in the air and all that. Sorry. Moguls and
the
doing
moguls.
All things and his brother has cerebral palsy.
But the one,
did you see that one?
Uh-huh.
Tears.
Oh,
tears.
God, I was.
I know, but I'm like, come on, we got to find a new person.
Well,
they played
they
that to death in Vancouver.
But it was,
again,
oh,
I only saw, like, was it 4 years ago? They showed something about this when he won the gold. And because he was like, he's the first back-to-back person to wear, spoiler alert, to win gold, they showed him again. And I didn't see anything other than that. Like, I tuned in just in time.
But and that was because I've been watching
I thought
they
kept the camera on the guy way too long.
I've been watching, because I've been watching in the morning when it's really live. So then when you go at night and they already knew he won, so they packaged that and they really hit that a little hard.
Yeah.
Because they knew he won the gold. Okay. So I was like, all right, we get it. Like, you beat this to death 4 years ago. You don't need to, like...
But
it is a very touching story, and he is
story
amazing.
Story aside, that run, I've never seen anything like it.
It was amazing.
It was, like, flawless.
I don't understand how they can do... Like, the whole moguls thing, when you're watching them, I'm just like,
I was saying today at lunch,
and they're
like,
really, really, really hard. Like, I think that I'm a good skier, and they're really hard for me. So it's like, when I watch those guys, I'm like...
I got caught up channel surfing and I caught they have the two skis and they come down in the jig and they launch and they like a flying squirrel.
Oh yeah,
the ski jump.
Ski
that's
jump.
Amazing.
I only watch it because I'm like, they look amazing in those outfits. And I don't understand.
They look like bullets.
They do.
And think about strong their bodies have to be to hold themselves.
Cool.
Like,
now the other thing that I was thinking of, and you just brought up a point that I actually didn't factor into it. I don't really get how you have any advantage or disadvantage, other than if you're my size, for the luge. You get on a, you're gonna go as goddamn fast as it's gonna
you
go.
You gotta control it. You gotta keep it from going up the walls.
I don't know how you. I don't know. There must be more to it than I know about.
Someone, because one of those fuckers is steering it while the other one's praying for death.
No, right. The luge is where you're individual. Yeah, laying down.
The skeleton. That's the skeleton.
The skeleton okay, is head
the
first.
The skeleton is head first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the
there's the double luge, and then there's the bobsled.
I'm talking the single luge. There's one guy going 180 miles an hour down.
They do. It's how they control the turns and everything.
I don't get how they do. They just
when it comes down to like. Hundredths of a second wind.
But they're literally going like almost close to 90 miles an hour.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's insane.
I can't even go that fast in my car without being uncomfortable. Like, I'm like uncomfortable at 90
miles an hour.
Let alone
on an ice skate on my back.
No, thank you. Right.
Yeah, that was that's crazy fast. But
they brush against the wall and they're like, oh, there goes point. Fuck off. Like, look what I'm doing right now. I'm going 90 miles.
Get out here.
So,
and do
I just thought that was good. But the guys just looked so goddamn good in those outfits when they were doing that ski jump.
They do.
So I was there for a few minutes.
Oh, and if you watch tonight's the pairs.
Oh, the skating?
The pairs skating. And the guy from, I can't remember what country he's from, he wears all brown, which is very rare because he's in a very drab brown. But he used to be a roller skater. And he wanted to switch to be in the Olympics. He is hung like a fucking horse, and he's wearing it straight up the middle. And he does this move, and I'm like, it's a family program. But can I get your number?
Write this down.
Yeah.
I'm literally Googling
it. I'm going to write brown package, and I hope I don't Google UPS
tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We don't know.
Just spend some time in the toilet.
For me, brown package, that could be
it
a whole
be
lot.
It could be a whole lot of different things. That's what I mean. We don't know.
Marnie, aside from watching the Olympics, what's new? What's up?
We went bike riding, and this I figure I'll catch hell for telling you guys this, but especially you, but it was very funny to me. We go to get on our bikes on Sunday morning, and we're going to go to breakfast, brunch, whatever. And I'm like, these tires need air. Like, they need air. And I have all that stuff in the back of my car because I'm a good little Boy Scout like that, right?
Okay.
So I have the little...
That's good.
The little PSI thing, whatever, and see where it's at.
It's called a tire gauge.
Whatever. We're at like 12. 13, something like that.
And they're supposed to be 45 to 50?
It said no more than 40 on these. So yeah. I'm like, okay. So we're filling them up.
You're one of those people that really follow those rules. I like you. That's funny.
Well, because I kept thinking by like 40, it felt like it was going to blow up.
No.
And I got real scared.
His are like at 60, and though it says 40, it rides so much better at 60.
Well, we noticed it rides so much better at 40 than 12. It was...
True that.
Actually, we truly pulled out of her driveway, and I said, well, this is much easier than it has been since we got the bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just had not ever... the maintenance of them... Made me think of you.
Got it.
And it was really quite fantastic, the whole ride. So we rode around and went to the Why Not Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
We went up in. Loved it. And Saturday night we went to the Wizard of Oz.
I saw you were there.
Yeah.
Was it a gimmick?
Facebook stalking you.
Yeah, you were at
the symphony.
Right? Yeah. So it was out at Gamage, and it was just... I enjoyed it.
You were also in the same building with Daniel Ray at some point.
Yes.
He saw
the Wizard of Oz as well. And it was very funny because all of a sudden I said, guess who's here? And Aaron, and oh my God, Daniel Ray. So Gamage is not a small place. And I looked down and I'm like, there he is.
There he is.
So we were able to bump into him and say hello. And so it was really nice though. Really nice. The production was really good. The gal who played Dorothy had an incredible voice.
That's incredible voice.
And
do they do the jitterbug in the stage version, or do they leave that out?
Oh my God, that is in the original movie version.
No, it's not. They cut it.
It was cut. So we can go back and look see the uncut version.
It was produced, but they took it.
I remember.
Okay, I just was curious if they do it in the live, because sometimes they'll put songs in that were not in the actual in any movie if they're doing a screen.
But you can get the movie version with the jitterbug in it.
Probably,
because I remember like watching it for a long time, and then all of a sudden I saw it with the jitterbug, and I was like, "What's happening?"
Do you know the reason that they took it out of the movie?
No,
they thought it would date the movie.
Oh.
That's the thing that would do it.
There it is.
That's it.
There it is.
That's it.
There you
not all the dead people.
No.
Nope.
Tin Man and Mrs. Olsen from Maxwell House. Right. That's not going to date it at all.
We had a real full weekend. We did First Fridays. Then we had, thank you for reminding me of that, honey, because I totally zoned out Friday. First Fridays and then The Wizard of Oz and breakfast and running. And I took Mom to the Chocolate Festival.
I saw your picture for that.
You were busy.
Yeah, just kind of running around. So it was, and Mom was just thrilled. She just had a lovely time, and there. By the way, I think I saw Honey Boo Boo's mom there, like about seven different places.
Well, there was chocolate.
We went a couple years ago, and Kelly goes, "You know what? Next time we want chocolate, let's buy it at the store."
Yeah,
and I was like,
again, I'm going to kind of put Kelly and I, and I hope that she doesn't take this the wrong way, but really kind of say she and I a lot alike.
Yeah, because
we're walking through. First of all, it's a lot more than I thought it would be. There are booths and booths of food, just regular.
It's not just
food.
For chocolate anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
But they did have chocolate lemonade, which I could not force
myself
to try.
That's weird.
I was like, no, can't. Give me a little small taste of it, and I'll pay $4 for it. I don't care, but I don't want that.
Oh, I'm not paying $4 for anything.
Oh, I wouldn't care. But they had all kinds of different stuff there, so it was kind of surprising. But way too many people go. If it closes at 5, go at 4:30. Everything is still open. Run through, get your chocolate fix, get out.
I'm on board.
I'm waiting till February 15th, and I'm going to CVS for the chocolate.
I think that's
right. Still
there.
There you go. The CVS Chocolate Festival on February 15th, 50% off.
And
all delicious.
Saturday, we're going to the book event.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try and go to it after
work. The VSNA,
we're
right?
Going.
Isn't
yes.
that
it is? I'm going to try and get there after work if I have a better week than last week.
Okay.
I have every intention, but.
What time? Like morning?
Early. Yeah.
Early? Okay. Because we're doing a 5K Saturday morning, and then we'll go out there.
Who's we? You're doing a 5K.
Aaron and I.
Is this a walk?
Yeah. Sorry, I should have specified.
I kind of guess.
Okay. Because
but you're right. I didn't even think about it. Like,
because she's been doing so many this biking and this weight loss and all this stuff. I thought maybe you've been training
now,
on the DL and nobody knew that you're actually getting ready to do a 5K marathon. I'm like, Jesus.
Very sweet. I'm doing the weight gain back now. I'm doing whatever I can.
Counterbalance.
Going
in reverse.
Let's not go too far in this.
I don't want to get crazy now.
Oh my God.
I don't want people to not recognize me.
Relax. That was so 2013.
Were you gonna drive 5K? I wasn't sure.
Well, I'm not certain.
A support car.
Yeah. Good job. Need some water? No, we're going to be walking.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we'll be walking. And you know, if I drop something, I might have to run after it. But
that's the max. That's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I understand.
I'm speculating.
I understand. Mr. Perkins, you've already said you've worked your ass off, which isn't uncommon for you.
No, and we made it to the finish line on, I guess it was Sunday morning that I stopped bathing. And
Well,
and it is Tuesday night?
Yeah. I ran a bath that I never got in on Sunday.
Could you pass out or what?
Yeah, I just could not stay awake long enough to make it back to get in the bathtub.
And thank goodness he got out of the tub.
So
you almost pulled a Whitney Houston
right,
if you'd have got it.
To celebrate her death.
Yeah.
So then yesterday, just for fun, I emptied the tub and ran it again and got back in and took the bath.
Good for you.
Cleaned the house and then found out that I was absolutely exhausted. And I thank God the Olympics have been on to keep me entertained because I've been so tired. And so if somebody says, Canada, the cerebral palsy, I'm like, oh, I like him. Rewind it. And I was like, oh, I can sleep through this. I think the kid hasn't. Well, anyways, it's horrible. But
oh, good Lord.
The kid's charming, and he cries every time he tells it. It's a wonderful story about him.
They did a whole story on CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago about them, and I watched it. Otherwise, I really wouldn't have understood.
They raised $500,000 for cerebral palsy in the last 4 years, and I guess the kid, he's the older brother, and I guess he's a big celebrity. So, I mean, very charming. I watched the speed skating. I think JC or JR is his name. You are just going to lose your shit when you see this kid. He is
for speed skating.
Fucking adorable. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Speed skating.
And he came in fourth. He didn't medal when it was all
Did
said and done.
Did he come
done.
In fourth?
He came
in fourth. I have it. Well,
write that down.
And again, I have them all DVR because I just like to watch it. I don't know, whatever. I'll figure who won, who lost. But I saw it when the two Korean folks
and he
fell over each other,
and it made it too easy. He ended up winning the race, and I think it took his fight away when the. You knock over,
forth.
And I'm calling. And then I've been watching figure skating like a motherfucker because Johnny Weir, who is,
really
I don't know,
great.
Some kind of Russian doll. But I really want him to, as much as he's getting wrong in life,
right?
I do have to say he needs to go now to the people of RuPaul's Drag Race so I can actually watch it and teach them how to do makeup for high definition. Like there's a high def camera on you. He is painted up like a
This him.
Botticelli.
J.R.
Oh.
Oh, he's adorable.
What's his name?
Yes.
J.R. what?
J.R. Selsky.
Yes.
Did you just say cervix?
Can you spell
that? No, I said cervix something.
Uh-huh. Cervix, yeah.
Uh-huh. J.R. Cervix.
But I have never...
C-E-L-S-K-I, in case anyone's interested.
I have never seen a human being wear more makeup than Johnny Weir is wearing. And then he just... He's got, like, big, giant mascara and false eyelashes on. And he's blinking and mugging for the camera whenever they cut to him. Oh. And the first day was obnoxious, but he has settled down and he's now doing very,
oh my God,
very appropriate commentary.
I'll have to look up Johnny Weir on that because I don't know.
Oh no! Oh,
Hunger or Washington Post 2 hours ago wrote Johnny Weir's Hunger Games inspired outfits, best thing at Sochi Olympics.
But today he was wearing this fuchsia blazer with what looked like 60 barrettes around his neck in a necklace, and the cheap piece of fucking jewelry he had on the day before Tara Lipinski had like tucked into her shirt. And you can just see, and she likes him. You can tell they're friends. But every once in a while, she just looks at him like, oh, come on. Like, please.
Shut up.
Just but I loved, can you share your post from a couple days ago? I just, wait, let me see if I can find it. It was hilarious.
On, oh, him on Facebook?
Yeah. It was just so perfectly written that I feel like you have to actually read it. Oh, you keep writing about him, too. You wrote about his blazer today.
Well, today... Today was fuchsia blazer from Liza's Give That Thing to Charity pile. Fine jewelry from the My Pretty Pony Needs a Barrette in the Worst Possible Way collection. And there you have Johnny Weir's costume of the day.
Oh, Jesus. I have.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That's coming up. But wait. The one that she's talking about.
So great.
God damn. I hate.
I have it.
Oh.
So 2 days in and I don't care about the politics anymore. It's just about the athletes. And wondering when the Russian police will realize that's not pint-sized pixie Winona Ryder doing color commentary on figure skating. Oh no, it's female illusionist and fake jewelry enthusiast Johnny Weir. I've had it on like easy recall because I've been reading it to everybody I know.
Jesus, that's good stuff.
I like it. How about you, sir?
Well, renovations in my house. My house is completely a mess at this point because I am sacrificing my full-size walk-in dressing room, which is really just the third bedroom of the house. My friend Michael's moving back in, so I've been renovating that room, getting ready for him, which he's actually starting. He's if we hear something out in the house, he's moving stuff in as we do the show right now. But then I found that I have a living room full of shit that apparently I can do without most of it.
Okay.
So I'm getting ready to liquidate some stuff because I just don't need all of it. And sure. I can buy a new bookcase later if I need one. Doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. So that's
Absolutely.
What I've been doing, all that. And rodeo is coming up this weekend, so I'll be glad when that is over and done
sure.
with.
Sure. Amen.
Also, I had the pleasure, this past Sunday was the Miss Gay Phoenix America pageant. That was won by Savannah Stevens here locally. But our friend, you all, because you've been around forever, Kenneth Blake, used to live in Tucson, who does Dolly, does Madonna, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga, works with Divas Las Vegas up there in Vegas with Frank Marino and the kids. He came in and was the host of the pageant, so I had the pleasure of, I was kind of just his personal chauffeur while he was here, just made it easy. He had one go-to person for transportation. I just drove him here and there, and we just had a really good time running around, and he's just such a good time.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
So Kenneth was there, came out, he does such an amazing Dolly Parton, and the big thing for me was I got to find out a lot of technical aspects of the show as to way I knew how it used to run 20 years ago and how they do it now and how it's easier to
electricity.
No, not that. It used to be one solid
running water.
They used to have one solid audio track for the show, and you couldn't not be there for your number, or somebody had to fill in for you as that character because they just didn't. They had one master reel. Now with all the advancements in digital, if they need to take somebody out, literally it's just you. It's like iTunes. You just take a module out and put in somebody else. It's easy. That's all they do.
Yeah.
All the light cues are all based off of all the electronic. It's just very cool how it's done nowadays as opposed to how it used to be. But it was just really cool to hang out with him and talk to him. And then see what else. Oh, Mom's car was in the shop, so I gave her my car for to drive on Monday until she got her car back. She decided she didn't need a car that powerful. She said her lead foot was getting a little bit in there. Turbocharged car.
She's getting crazy for the week.
Yeah. Well, mom used to race cars as a teenager. She used to drag race.
Stop it. Yeah,
her parents didn't know about it, but the boys back home.
They might be listening.
No, I had no idea.
All their souped up muscle cars in the 60s.
That's awesome.
I want
one of those cars.
Mom used to actually drag race with the boys back in the day. So she's
so
got a lead
she
foot.
She wouldn't know where to get the booze and
the boys. There's that. Okay, we've caught up with all that horse shit. Now let's move on to something else called headlines. I think we can do it right about now. Oh, look at some stories. Marnie, did you get my text?
I sure did.
Very good. All these stories and much more coming. We're going to talk about some more Olympics, I'm sure, as we go along, plus entertainment. But first, a man sets fire to his apartment in protest.
Cement and fix a flat. I wonder what you can do with that.
Complaint about a roach in food spurs a shooting.
Could I get you some heroin with that McDonald's Happy Meal?
Woman legally changes her name to Sexy.
I'm going to shoot you because your music's too loud.
A man who mailed cat shit avoids jail time.
And the guy responsible for one ring not lighting is dead.
These stories and much, much more than you really want to hear coming up next on the show. Lord. Well, we're going to start in our favorite state of all of the contiguous 48, Florida.
Florida.
Lovely Florida. Well, in Tampa, Kenneth Haskins set his apartment on fire because the manager told him to stop beating off in front of the window. Police quote him as saying, "If I can't masturbate in front of the window, nobody can." Well, that's the attitude Florida man Kenneth Haskins may have had when he allegedly, we say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted yet, set his apartment complex on fire Sunday night, leaving four people homeless. The 58-year-old Tampa resident reportedly used flammable liquids to start the blaze because he wanted to get back at the complex's management company, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Recently, management told him he needed to stop masturbating in the front window of his... the front windows of his apartment, police told the paper. Haskins reportedly admitted to starting the fire to exact his revenge. No injuries were reported after the fire, which started at about 10 p.m. Bay News reports that firefighters had to evacuate more than 28 units and four were damaged, including Haskins. Haskins has lived there for more than a decade, and previously, his face was disfigured when he shot himself with a shotgun. Police said that he didn't previously have a criminal history in Florida until now. He was charged with first-degree arson on Monday, being held in the Orient Road Jail without bond.
Does he have a lawyer?
Didn't say anything, but I can't look at it. If I can't check off front of the window, nobody can.
Yeah. This guy is like, talk about mental institution. Like, let's lock this motherfucker up. He is failed at shooting himself in the face. I mean, this person is just, he's failing at life.
Maybe he has an eye infection.
He is losing at life.
Well, he actually,
big way.
You saw a picture of him, the shotgun incident, he kind of lost one.
Oh my God. Like, his face? Looks like when you go on your photo booth.
That's an after photo?
Yeah, yeah.
From the gunshot wound.
I read the story and saw the picture, I just thought, unfortunate.
No. And think about this. When you go on your photo booth here on your computer and then you use all those filters to like swirl the middle of your face and make yourself look silly.
That's what it looks like.
That's what he looks like. Like I literally thought it was like his face was swirled by a camera. It's actually happening in real life.
Real life.
It's crazy.
Swirled by a bullet.
Gun cleaning incident.
Failing at life.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Well, we should stay in Florida.
Okay.
Because so many good things happen there. No, that's not true at all. So there's this fake doctor who had a little cement and a little fix-a-flat. Well, see, Dr. O'Neill Morris isn't really a doctor. Not really. And also is a female, but is still identified as a male because it's transgender woman.
So he's still swinging, if you know what I'm saying?
If you know what I'm saying.
Okay, got it.
So there were a lot of things in the story that were kind of all over the place. And then...
Sounds like flat repair is what I'm saying, is all over the place.
Well, except the fix-a-flat gets bigger. And a woman went in to Dr. Morris to get butt implants.
Augmentation.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She injected, Dr. Morris injected this woman who wanted a little more oomph in her caboose with a solution made up of cement, super glue, mineral oil, and fix a flat tire measure.
Holy my shit. God.
30-year-old Morris good was idea. Arrested, if you can believe that. Dr. Morris got arrested for that. Weird. The patient wanted these butt implants, and so Morris cut her open and injected this oh crazy God. Mixture and then closed the patient up with super glue.
Holy God.
Why would you...
It says these kind of back alley plastic surgery procedures are not terribly uncommon in no. South Florida.
Oh, well,
that's not surprising.
It's not just Florida, but
really, there it is in general. Because that she obviously, this woman ended up in the hospital being treated for a serious condition by actual doctors.
fix an infection.
Yeah, called fix a big. Bump.
Well, wouldn't not you just bad. Die oh. of toxicity?
You would think yeah, you got cement up in your ass.
I mean, at the rest, at the, I mean.
Well, yeah, you got cement up in your ass.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
I think that when I show you the pictures of Dr. Morris, then you'll see that apparently she tried this on herself as well. And when you see what junk in her own trunk is there,
oh my God.
She was arrested on charges of practicing medicine without a license. There's that.
There's that.
Well, apparently without a mechanics degree yeah, either. Exactly. Because I'm thinking yeah. you're using fix a flat. And
so they get up
without
on the
a
bed,
lesbian.
Right. They get up on the bed and she's like, okay, all yeah. right, we're going to lift that up.
God damn it, I'm going to put on flannel.
Police believe that other victims might exist, but are just too afraid to come forward.
Or dead.
Or dead is yeah. what I was thinking.
It should be easy to spot someone with a giant infected ass.
Now, just...
just... You'd think it would be easier, but not for so
I
much.
I smell cement. Superglue? Yeah. Something.
God, your ass looks hard.
And your ass just keeps expanding and expanding.
You could use your tire
My
gauge.
My God, I need to look at pictures immediately. I can wait no longer.
Okay. Jesus
so,
Christ,
so
Katie.
Anyone with information, though, just in case anyone's listening who has gone to
is there a silent,
Dr. O'Neill
is there
Morris.
A silent Mark, witness
please,
program?
Please call that. No, but you can leak information. That's right, I did.
I did.
Please call the Miami Gardens Police Department, 305-474-1420.
Oh, that is good.
Back alley ass enhancements can have fatal effects. So, please be careful.
Don't you want to meet the dumb fucking ass that needs to be told that back alley ass enhancements may have some side
fatal
effects.
Oh, if only we could figure out how to combine back alley ass enhancements and retaliatory garden lighting and an airborne
It'll be
cat.
A biathlon.
I will pass that. You can
which
see
one is, which one is?
Is that the doctor?
Yeah, that's the doctor.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's who I would go to be like, how do I get one of them?
How do I get prettier?
It looks like Madea. I mean, actually, Madea looks
I know,
better.
But it's this part that you're like, what would make you covetous of that? Like, what would make you say, ooh. Well,
talk about those are probably literally saddlebags.
It's junk. Literally junk.
It's junk. Well, it's a mixture of junk that's in your trunk.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because she has the junk in the trunk with the fix-a-flat. And then
she went for saddlebags.
That is. Saddlebags. She probably went to, like, a ranch and said, well, those'll do.
The sad reality to this story, aside from that being a real story,
right.
You would be surprised at how many, even locally, the girls in the transgender community or even some performers who just get sold a bill of goods from somebody who can do the injections so they get their lips done. They do. There's a couple running around town with really horrible breast jobs that are done. They're just purely done from injection. And it's like, they're just bad. Why wouldn't you go to a real licensed restaurateur?
Money.
Money.
Well, no,
money.
I understand that, but
money,
I mean,
sure.
But you're just risking death. I don't get. I just not.
Yeah,
me.
But some people don't realize.
Well,
that.
Death and serious deformity, and I just somehow found this also happening in Miami. Cheek implants that somebody.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Can you see that?
There's two pigs fighting under a blanket.
I mean,
there's that.
But there's so a friend.
She's cheeky.
A friend of mine who's really a friend of a friend used to go down to Mexico for. We'll call them surgeries.
Tune-ups,
fresh and uppers. And he was one of those people that got like calf implants and stupid shit like that. Well, he went to get pec implants and he went down there and they just drug you up and send you into the cab to the border and you have somebody pick you up on the other side or something. Comes back, drains still in, and he thought he got men's pecs put in, But the doctor, noticing that he was gay and wore a lot of makeup, gave him breast implants.
Oh, no.
The first time my friend saw this guy was like, can I ask a question?
One thing here is not like the other.
What's happening? Are you trying to become a woman? And the guy was like, oh, no.
Oh, my
and he
God.
Had to, he had to come up here and get his sexy accidental sex
reassignment.
Oh, my
first. Accidental. And how do you explain that to your insurance?
Oh, my God. And it was one of the funniest things. Just assumed because no one was speaking the same language, but he wears a lot of, and he's on QVC selling that same makeup all these years later.
Funny.
Oh,
one of the best stories ever.
Not heard of that one.
No, that's good though.
Well, we're going to stay in the South for this next story. In fact, has anybody here been to Birmingham, Alabama?
Nope.
No.
Well, by God, you should check out this fine restaurant. A restaurant owner in Birmingham is charged with shooting at a customer who complained about finding a roach in her food.
Oh, it's protein, dear.
Well, police say the shooting happened at Good Friend Chinese and Seafood Restaurant. The owner, 52-year-old Chun Hin Ching, is jailed on a charge of attempted murder with a bond set at $100,000. Authorities say a woman reported finding a roach in an egg roll she got at Ching's restaurant. The man gave the customer a full refund, but as she was walking out, he pulled out a gun and shot her.
Oh, my God.
Here's shot $5. At, excuse me, shot walk
at,
that way.
Shot at her. Excuse me, shot at her. The customer was not injured, and police later arrested the man at the restaurant.
So they can't shoot either.
Calls to the restaurant went unanswered as of Friday. You don't get a roast, bang!
Well, she can't hear her phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is... That's awful and
awful.
Oh, it is.
I actually, when I read this earlier today, I was laughing out loud because I'm like, I just want to be able to say 52-year-old Chun Hin Ching and make you all think that you all thought I was making it up, but it was a real story.
That's bad.
Now, was he the pilot of the Asiana Airlines that crashed?
I don't know.
You go now.
I don't know. Was there a roach in the airplane?
Oh, do you guys remember that from the Asiana flight where the reporter wrote read the three fake names that the intern put down?
No.
It was like fly too hard and like, I can't remember, but there was three names of the pilots, but that when you said them phonetically, they were horrible.
Yes.
And she did it on a local news broadcast.
And the woman read them.
And the woman read them out loud and heard it.
Never caught it.
They fired the intern, but he wasn't getting paid, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but he got to get that.
But he was in his, I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl that wrote there, like, who didn't read that first? Like,
where's your editor? Where's your chief
editor? But
holy fuck is one of the names.
Katie, you are on Google so fast.
That one was an easy one to find because that was news for weeks and weeks and
weeks. Holy fuck. What's the other name?
Okay,
Katie?
It was We Too Low. Holy fuck. Something Wong.
Of course.
And Bang Ding Ow.
But when they got hold of the guy that wrote it, he was like, who would not find the joke? Like, how did it get past? He was like, no one said it out loud. Yeah. They just kept handing it forward. And when they read it on the news, I can't remember, but whoever it was, the kid almost fell over dead. They were like, what kind of fucking moron reads those words out loud and doesn't hear holy fuck? And
that's
that was good. That was
give
the story.
Pen, please.
Oh, that's
was that
good.
He had put holy fuck first.
It's
thinking that would stop
next
it.
Next word L-I, next word F-U-K.
That good. I can't believe you guys remember that. From last
I don't remember that.
It was on every single CNN.
I remember the plane crash.
Oh, I've heard it. Something Wong.
I've heard that one before.
So funny.
Oh, that's good shit, Marty.
So there is this.
She's writing something big in letters and hopefully in English.
Oh, I know.
Hopefully,
this
in English.
Makes for great radio for those of you
Hold on.
The silence of the lambs.
Okay,
are we the lambs?
Have you ever read that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that is, it's so similar to the exact, to what Katie was just saying, the sofa king we Todd did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that took me at least, I don't know.
Oh.
A good hour and some 20 years ago.
We had a
first slide, but oh my God.
We had a whiteboard up in my apartment kitchen in college. Right. And one of my roommates wrote that. Literally took me weeks. And I was staring at it daily, but I never said it out loud.
Exactly.
And so I couldn't grasp what it was. It took me weeks.
Yeah. We had a lady, I worked in this store called Gold Circle in New York for a couple years. And it was right after Porky's came out. And we had the lady at the front desk page my cunt every fucking day. She never heard it.
Oh, that's
and
very it's, funny.
It actually stopped being funny. Like, we would do it just be like, let's see if she'll go one more day. But she would say it all the time, and it was spelled out Mike Hunt. And
excuse me, I'm paging Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt, please come to the front. Mike Hunt, you have a call.
And we were like, how could she, first off, how could she have not seen Porky's? Right. Because I think it was became forced viewing by the end of like the third week it was in the theaters.
Oh, that is really
funny.
Well, there's also been commercials where people, furniture stores were called Sofa King. And at the end of the commercial, it's, how low are our prices? They're Sofa King low.
That's
so,
right.
And that's for some reason, funny. It gets past past everybody. So that works.
Abraham Lincoln?
April who? The what who?
Abraham Lincoln. That one I don't hear.
Abraham?
No, it says...
Abraham?
It says Abraham Lincoln.
Well, apparently it's Abraham.
Abraham Lincoln. Someone's just that's trying for thinking. A sad joke.
I don't.
Oh, it's Ernie. I don't hear it.
That's all I'm.
Well, she had to say it out loud.
She teaches.
A sixth grader wrote that as an answer.
There you
that's
go.
Awesome.
There you go.
Something like that. Coming up the end of hour
Actually,
one, we have Sofa King Moore show coming up.
Mike Hunt will join us later.
In studio.
We're going to go live to Mike Hunt.
Live to Mike Hunt. There's a seafood smell near Mike Hunt.
Cheesy Pete's. Katie's got sports later on. Al's coming back with a drinking word. A couple more headlines. Entertainment. People are dying and we're drinking. So keep with us right here on Q Talk America, if you dare.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again, 8 o'clock straight up. Studio C, we are coming to you live from a... undisclosed place in Central Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining us. It's the beginning of hour two. We have this and one more hour to go, so stick around with us. Join us in the chat room if you would.
Please.
It's easy to get to qtalkamerica.com. Look for the banner at the top of the page. Join us in the chat room live. You can also watch us if you're only listening. There's so much more to the show if you watch us because... well, they're just bad.
I dance a little.
We do. You know what we haven't done in a long time is a dance break.
A dance break.
We haven't done a 30-second dance break in a while. We have to bring that up here in a little while. But at this time, we do have to get this little bit of business out of the way because every week it goes something like this.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I want a drinking word to be amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Amen to this. Amen to that.
God bless her. Okay. Amen.
I was listening to a RuPaul song today before that snort. And it's the one that started with, can I get an amen in here?
Oh.
Can I get an amen in here? And I just,
all I heard was sorted lives.
Yeah. Oh. I was just riding my bike down Camelback going, can I get an amen in here?
Prayers mean so much.
Your prayers mean so much.
Oh, here comes the trail, and she does not look happy.
I would have never quit smoking 2 days ago if I'd known my sissy was going to die.
Snap.
Ow.
It's called aversion therapy. You can just call him and ask him. He explains it better.
If you have not seen Sorted Lives.
Oh, my gosh.
I have not.
See it.
You
That's
have not.
That's what this is from. No.
We have to show you.
You have to see that movie.
Is it like the BBC...
No. It's called A Dark Comedy About White Trash.
Oh, that's perfect.
And it is hysterical.
Oh, God. Now come
on. Apple pie is delicious. Who made this? Yes.
Oh, my God. There's so many. Like, can you say my pussy now? Yeah. She never did care about cock-a-doo. Marnie, you're up, my dear.
I never saw no goddamn bow weevils. Amen.
That pig never got to compete at the fair.
Oh, it's a movie. It's a movie, she says.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I thought maybe it was a TV show.
Yeah, well, they tried it.
It was going to take a long time. They did one season. It was pretty funny.
Rue McClanahan played the mama.
Sissy.
Yeah. No, Sissy.
Oh, she played the mom. I thought it was before she died.
Oh, right. I just call her Sissy because the joke of the movie is that she's 95 years old and she's all of their sister.
Oh, yeah.
So, McDonald's. You like going to McDonald's. Especially,
old McDonald's.
Like, you know, coming up
it's a
this
bad
time
speller.
Of year. Oh, God.
Oh, I just found out that the... cow. C-O-W-E-I-A.
Dagnabbit.
I did find out today, just from somebody posting on Facebook, apparently the Shamrock Shake is back.
Shamrock Shake is back. Oh, and I have
season.
A little recipe for you that we could make up in here. And maybe we add a little creme de menthe.
We have blenders.
Yes, please.
We have blenders. Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll take care of that.
All right.
But you know, you enjoy the going through the McDonald's and getting the Shamrock Shake and
from
whatnot.
The beautiful country of Togo.
Maybe don't get the Happy Meal if you're in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now I don't know if it's anywhere else because I haven't ordered it yet anywhere else. But they're selling heroin in Happy Meal boxes.
Because how do you have to order it? You want a Happy Meal?
I
want a toy.
I'd like to order a toy.
Yeah.
And so back in the day, we used to just kind of go through and we'd get the nuggets and we'd get the little Beanie Baby and be happy about that.
Yeah.
You know, get the little toy.
Times are changing.
Times, they are a changing. And so, and again, in Pennsylvania, at least, they had secret codes and then a narcotic sting to make this juicier than the quarter pounder with cheese. They went through and they said, I'd like to order a toy. And then after paying for their real Happy Meal at the first window, they'd proceed to the second and get the Happy Meal containing the drugs.
Oh, God.
And that's I don't think there were nuggets in there as well.
That's a darn shame because they were delicious.
Seriously. And you'd think that, I don't know if heroin gives you the munchies. I'm not sure. So far, only one employee, the Shania Dennis, has been arrested in connection with the drive-through drug operation. However, another McDonald's employee is arrested for similar crime at a neighboring McDonald's. So, in that area, or is it around the country? Who knows? It actually
is. I think it's an isolated incident.
Well,
it's not
a brilliant idea.
It's not.
No, but what's the town in Pennsylvania?
It is in Pittsburgh.
Because Western Pennsylvania, and they were just saying this after Philip Seymour Hoffman died, that Western Pennsylvania has turned into like the heroin den of
heard that somewhere
of the nation. And so now they just had a story where they caught some kid and they called 911 and they saved him. And now they're trying to do these interventions, and because they can't figure out what's going on in Western Pennsylvania, that like
it's causing all
that
this
heroin is going through there. Like,
and it's the
like
Happy Meal.
And it's no, but I mean, that's how bad it's getting. That you can go to McDonald's and they're not offering you pot or something light.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
It's just the straight up heroin. Like,
I just, it is so sad. It is just sad to me. I have no other like thought that
it's
devastating.
It used to be the hamburger. And now it's the heroin.
It's like, on the drug dealer's behalf, kind of smart idea. I mean, they're running a little operation, but like, how devastating as a parent if you don't actually order that and your kid ends up in the back seat with a bag of heroin? Or just like the idea of
it
is just disgusting.
Like, you didn't just get to the front and say, yeah, I wanted
that
toy.
But like, what if, right?
Yeah.
Or what if you said, I want the girl's toy? I mean, the idea is disgusting. Sure. That the car in front of you is getting heroin and you're getting chicken nuggets.
Or someone pulls out a gun and shoots you because you ordered the heroin and weren't willing to pay, not knowing that you thought you were getting the girl's toy and he thinks you're getting heroin.
It's just,
you know what I mean?
So sad.
Well, it's really bizarre.
They don't know how long it's been going on or how much has passed through just within McDonald's. But there have been at least 22 deaths reported in that area alone.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And it's really recent, like in the last 6 months or last
It's fentanyl? Isn't that right? Fentanyl-laced heroin.
Fentanyl is like what we... Yeah.
Turn it. There you go.
Sorry.
Because you set off to the side. But if you're on it, it's okay.
Fentanyl's a big, healthy, like, morphine alternative for people that have an allergy to morphine.
Oh, so if you have an allergy, then we've got hypoallergenic heroin over here for you.
No. But I mean,
just let me know.
I want the green toy.
I'm just saying. I'm just...
But why is it laced?
No. But that's what fentanyl. I mean, that's why you would use fentanyl in a hospital setting. Is fentanyl is a little bit less than your blood pressure.
Oh, my mom has had that. Different times. Okay,
it's for pain, and you would usually use it before you would use like morphine or a morphine kind of thing. It's a different thing. But so when I read this story, and I'm like, they're lacing heroin. Like, where are they getting the fentanyl from? Where are they getting the heroin from? Mm-hmm. And there's 22. How long is the period of time? It's really short. Like, and I can't remember if it's the governor of Pennsylvania or if it's like the mayors of these cities that are seriously like, and this has been all over the news the last couple of weeks have been like, we have got to stop this. Like, where is this coming from? Why is Western Pennsylvania like the heroin headquarters?
People just don't even, I mean, and the dealers and the sellers, I get that. I'm not a drug dealer, so I can't embrace or embody that type of mentality, but I cannot fathom selling heroin to children
or
young adults.
This region is coming up all on its own. It's kind of like somebody started selling this and got this region hooked. Like, it's not like, oh, it started in Philadelphia and then it moved into a suburb.
Right, like, something happened.
This is like somebody got their hands on heroin and decided to get, like, this whole corridor addicted.
It just is sickening.
And now, if I could Google on this fucking
just
thing.
Just say no, kids.
No, but the...
But if you get a chance, find this story and read it. It's very interesting what they're saying about it.
And it doesn't make the bags are stamped Theraflu or Bud Ice, which kind of like how with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Like they're stamped based on where they're getting them from.
Right. Yeah. And it says that they're a mixture of both heroin and fentanyl. And this was from January 28th, 2014. The medical examiner is who was finding all of this. And... this is just insane.
Yeah, because this story came out, and then Philip Seymour Hoffman died like 5 days later, and that's when I think it's the governor that came out, and the
county's district attorney is pursuing.
But whoever it is made like a big statement on like CNN, and he was out saying like, if you know something about why this is happening,
let us
in
know.
Our corner of the world, because there's no cartel that's going from like Mexico to Pittsburgh. Like what?
Right.
Who got this? Why are you selling it here? Why have you picked our area to like destroy the world?
Right.
It's a very odd story.
Now, speaking of destroying the world, have we heard anything else? Because I haven't on the news at least heard anything else. They interviewed four, they arrested three in regards to Seymour Hoffman's death. They were holding them. Now, do we know anything else?
There was
in regards?
Only one they were charging with, and two they let go on bond.
Wasn't it like misdemeanors.
Okay.
Yeah.
The oldest one, I think they
I'd heard nothing else. Okay. Got
and
it.
And then the two younger.
So did they determine at this point whether there was a direct connection between that person being the dealer or that person
being... No, because they have to wait for further autopsy results. And now they're saying from this other kid in Pennsylvania, and I just don't feel like it because this Google on here just sucks.
Yeah, I'm kind of reading this. It's someone was fortunate to be alive, like I'm kind of finding...
Right, because it just came up that somebody... They think that the people that they're arresting were in the room with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
At the time.
And he was trying it. And when he lost consciousness, they ran. And they're saying that these people had the decency to at least call 911 so this kid could be revived. Because that's what they're saying about Philip Seymour Hoffman is it shouldn't have killed him. They should have just been able to revive him. But they panicked and left him in his bathroom with the needle still in his arm. And somebody thinks they may have finished him off and just pushed the plunger the rest of the way.
On the 6th, they had a town hall meeting.
Who did?
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay. The recent rash of heroin overdoses, they called a town hall meeting because it was just becoming...
Like 22 deaths
that has led to over 20 deaths in Pennsylvania over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's weak. Like, I mean, it's like a really short period. It's really scary.
So it has spread up recently. We're not talking months here. We're talking weeks.
And that's why they can't figure out like where it's
and
not
it's
like...
Because it's 15 people in 1 week.
Jeez,
they had geez. Over 15 people have died from overdoses in 1 week, so ranging from 22 to 53 years old.
So they're thinking like somebody came back from vacation with a big pile of heroin and is
just
now just
cutting it up for
just
everybody.
Cutting it up and making a party out of it and like killing people randomly. And like they're like, can you just stop? Like whatever, because you're not clearly not connected to someone else, or you're you saw a Batman movie and you think you're going to destroy part of Pennsylvania. It's a very odd story.
I never thought it would come up here, but I've been reading
so much about it this last week.
I'm sure that'll bubble to the surface. They'll figure out that.
I saw this come up right after I had it last week after Philip Seymour Hoffman's death and etc.
I had heard about that.
And I just saw, I thought that the headline was interesting. And then I read the story, but I didn't click on the,
I can't remember who it was that came up with Philip Seymour Hoffman's death with this governor. It's not the governor. I haven't seen governor.
It must be the mayor
that came out and was like, okay, you guys, there's a big famous death now. Can you pay attention to us? Cause we've got a problem. So it's just interesting. I don't know. Weird.
Well, speaking of people who have a problem.
There goes the funny from that show.
Well, there's that. A woman who has a problem in Central Ohio, she hated her name. Her name's Sheila. Not a bad name. Not at all. I don't think it's a bad name. She hated
Pretty normal name.
Wanted a name that reflected her personality more true. So she legally changed it. And now people call her Sexy.
Yeah.
That's classy.
Come on.
And in an unfortunate turn of events, she lives in Licking County.
Licking County, sexy.
A Licking County judge on Tuesday approved the request for the 41-year-old, and the city is Pataskala, a woman formerly named Sheila Renee Crabtree. She's now in her application.
Sexy crabs.
In her application, Crabtree called her given name the ugliest one out there. She says that if the court didn't allow her to switch to Sexy, she'd try to become known legally by her middle name, which she's been using for years, which is obviously Renee. The Columbus Dispatch reports that Crabtree told a judge that her husband and teenage daughters approve of the change. When the judge asked why she chose Sexy, Crabtree said she's fun and free spirit and thought the change would make her complete.
I've got to see
her
face.
Because I want my children to call me Sexy, because right? That's really normal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Crabtree!
Yes.
Really?
There's no one in therapy in that story.
No,
nope.
healthy people.
She was a looker too. I looked at the story.
You're a licker?
Looker.
Kind of. She's from Licker, right?
Licking County.
My bad.
Licking County.
My bad. I totally got
amen.
That wrong.
Amen. There's our first drink.
Can I get an amen?
By the way, Katie, our drinking word is amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters.
So the rings for the Olympics.
Yeah. Five of them, right?
There are five of them.
Five of them.
Well, only four if you're in Russia.
And then one snowflake.
Yes, and one
almost
snowflake.
Almost like an asterisk.
Permanent snowflake.
Yeah. Four rings, one snowflake.
So right after that happened, the one did not go get bigger and do what it was supposed to do. I looked at Mom and said, that guy's dead. Because, you know, it's Russia.
Yeah.
You figure that he's real dead. So a story came on, and I burst out laughing because I figured it had to be. I just saw a headline, and went through and immediately was like, this is not true. But I thought it was funny that that's where we go when it comes to Russia, that, oh, well, now you're dead. You had one job. The man responsible, it says, for operating the Olympic rings during last night's Winter Olympics opening ceremony is found dead today. And they said that he was stabbed some ungodly amount of times.
I like how they explain away the stabbing. I think it's in the story.
Sure, there were stab wounds and bruises all over the body, admits the lead investigator, but who knows what caused them. Maybe he tripped and fell on a set of knives. Right now, we're ruling this as an accidental death. That was my favorite. And when I asked you if you had, you know, seen that or whatnot, because we'll do fake stories and sometimes real, and you said you had already put that up kind of telling people, knock it off, this isn't true. But how could you read that and not know?
Well, sadly, the first person that I had to smack down was Tim Landis. He posted it and he goes, whatever his comment was, but can you believe this is happening? And I'm like, first of all, it's from the Daily Current.
And we've all learned.
Clue number one.
Right. Yeah, we've all learned.
The Daily Current or the Onion. Come on, vet your sources here. Right. But I was literally laughing out loud when it's like, well, maybe he fell on a set of knives. But we're ruling this. No foul play.
Yeah, we're going to leave that.
But the Daily Current, God bless them, they have gotten, they're the ones that got Michelle Bachman. They got Sarah Palin.
Well, they got me because I know the Onion is false, but there was an article a while ago about Sarah Palin and something about the Bible. And I was like, that bitch. And
well,
I posted it. And everyone was like, you need to settle down.
Yeah.
But it seems so real. And so, I can never remember that the Daily Current is the fake news.
I do too. And you have to read the whole article because you're like, because the tone stays so, they keep
it good.
Well, I thought at this one, I was like, I saw someone post it. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. And I was reading
and,
it like.
And none of us would be surprised.
Until I saw right. fell on a set of knives. Right, and I'm like, right. oh, this must be fake news.
But that's it's how long that they keep it up before yeah. they get to the giveaway. Like,
yeah. They, awesome. It's good writing in
yeah.
that sense.
Oh, it really
I mean,
is.
It lures but, you in.
Right, no, it totally is.
Well, Aaron read one with the first day of marijuana in Colorado
mm-hmm.
and Washington. But as far as Colorado, they had a story on here that, I don't know, some ungodly amount of deaths, like 100 deaths.
Right, I remember seeing
yeah. something, right? And she's like, can you believe? And I looked up and I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right.
Nobody's died.
No, but I thought, well, no. No, I can't no. believe that. And she kept going, no, it's right here. And I finally I looked at her and said, did you look at CNN? Like, yeah. how come I'm watching CNN and I'm not yeah. seeing this anywhere?
Right.
Well,
right.
There's like, you know, Jim Jones style the worst, Mary Jane.
The
going
worst thing
on.
That happened in Colorado when they did that was they damn near ran out.
Yeah.
yeah, that's people were going to start it's killing like, each other.
And then
because
2 days
they
later,
weed.
They did run out.
Yeah. So, right. make the more.
Then it was yeah. a real story.
Can I get an amen? We're out.
Yeah, amen.
Come back in a few months. We'll be back in business.
But
thank you very much.
They will no longer be worrying about the, if there is one thing about cutting a school program in Colorado. I think they should, like, raise a militia because all the money from taxes right. is supposed to go directly into the schools.
Okay.
Just like in Arizona, all the money from the Arizona lottery is supposed to go back okay. into our education mm. system. There should be no cuts in education.
Right. Right.
If there's a cut in education, then you don't win as much in the sure. lottery. Mm-hmm. Then guess
right.
what? When the prize is $64 million, it's only going to be $62 million because sure. we promised this money to kids.
Yeah,
right. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Fuck you up the ass. Can I get
with,
an amen?
Amen! With concrete and silicone.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Totally. Absolutely.
I'm going to inject your ass with a little bit of fun. And inflate a tire.
That's what we try to do here on this show.
Fix a flat.
That's what it's called. I was never going to use it, so
oh,
why would
and
I learn it?
Adding to that story, and I'm yeah. sure you all know, and I didn't see it. I only have read about it and heard about it. According to what I heard was that the Russian TV doctored it up so
oh, they did.
That,
they
it,
fixed
that it completely person. Never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. Nothing to see here.
In Russia, you did not see that happened.
Right.
Wow. Everywhere else that you did.
And
yeah.
they were saying they were really, with the cuts that NBC
true.
Made again, because NBC's always in trouble for the way they edit, because they got rid of the tribute to, is it 7-Eleven? What's their... They're bombing. We have 9/11. I think they have either 7/10 or 7/11. I remember what the date of theirs is.
I have no idea.
I would think 7/11 would be more Saudi Arabia.
What's happening?
Oh, you gotta get an amen.
Thank you.
But I get your paper or plastic. I do not know.
Thank you very much. We'd like a squishy.
I'll start Pete.
All right. That's the end of this story. So anyways, whatever it was, they edited. Yeah, they edited out. That's when they decided to cut to commercial. And everyone was like, if you did that to a 9/11 memorial.
Right.
You would no longer be a network in America.
Right.
So to take one of their biggest tragedies since the World War and do that to it was really kind of a shame.
Yeah.
And then what they got rid of in this year's, and everyone thought they would doctor the O because in Russia they did it, and they did it almost live in Russia because it really was Friday night, not Friday morning right. to us, was they got rid of the president of the IOC giving his speech about diversity
yes.
and inclusion.
Okay.
Oh, that was
yes.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, he's a douche nozzle.
Yeah, oh my
that's
God.
Bach, right?
Yeah.
He's a douche nozzle. There's literally no other word. Yeah.
I really
him.
Don't want to say long may he reign because
yeah, no.
that guy is just a
yeah.
serious asshole.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
Well, we're going to go to my home state of the lovely Missouri. And Missouri, for those of us who speak proper English.
Is that European?
A St. Louis
is
man.
Illinois?
I hate that too.
Des Moines?
Thank you. A St. Louis man who has pleaded guilty to mailing cat shit to a local company where he couldn't find work has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the 58-year-old man named Javons Brown was sentenced Friday for the misdemeanor offense of mailing injurious articles. The plea agreement says that Brown became frustrated when he had trouble landing a job with the company. He apologized in court and said that he was receiving current counseling. A federal prosecutor and Brown's public defender both said that they agreed with the sentence, and fortunately, Brown has since found a job.
Something in a zoo.
So you find you can't get a job there, I'm going to send cat shit to your company. By God.
That is so
suckers.
Wrong.
It is wrong. Last but not least.
Oh, Marn.
Last but not least, and this one is real and quite sickening. This whole Florida thing, the stand your ground,
and it's all over
whatnot,
CNN today.
It's all over, and I'm not understanding when we got to the point where, you know, you're, and I know it's all over the place, but you're texting, I'm going to show you threw popcorn at me. I'm scared for my life. Bang. Now you're dead.
Yeah.
You turned on the music and I don't know, cars go by and there's music and it's loud and it's annoying and it's thumping bass or it's mariachi music or it's me and Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever it is.
I blew a speaker on a Barbra Streisand album once. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. But so, and I get that people are like, shut up. And I can't say that I haven't, you know, been in a mood and been sitting there like, oh my God, turn that down because it's making me a little crazy. But I'm going to make up the fact that I thought I saw a gun and a kid gets out of a car and I'm going to shoot him 9 times?
Yeah. And then they have, why do you have a trial? Why do you have a trial when there's witnesses? Yeah.
Well, and you shot him. And one of them's your fiance who says none of what he's saying is true. Right. Did you see that today?
Yeah. So I'm like,
you guys, I missed on this.
And put him in jail. So, it's all I could do. I turned on CNN today, and they're doing gavel to gavel again, which CNN has got to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Stop doing
Create
it.
Create another network
but
for
I'm
that.
Like, it's called HLN. They already have it. Nancy Grace rules it. Right. I'm like, just stop the trial, put this guy in jail, and prove that you white people just can't shoot black people for any reason they think up and then say they were scared.
Yeah, why are they having a trial about it?
Because he's saying that it was stand your ground.
That he was afraid.
He was afraid. He feared for his life. He cried today about a puppy that he had just gotten, and that he supposedly left to get wine or to get something, or that's why they went to the convenience store, something. And instead, he went home or went back to the hotel and was drinking rum and ordered a pizza and didn't call the police till the next day after shooting the kid 9 times. Mm. And his fiance is sitting there and he said that there was a gun and he told her multiple times, I saw like a gun or I saw the post. I mean, basically, like
if you're
he
that
saw
trained.
Something. And I saw it. And she's like, he never said that.
Yeah,
he never mentioned it.
It's all bullshit. And the guy in the theater
is.
Over
I
some having popcorn
life.
Thrown at him.
I didn't know what it was.
And texting is annoying. Don't take a gun to a movie theater. Stop. Just stop.
He went out and got it.
No, gosh, don't you know, though, that the... Come on, guys. This is America. And I want to defend my life and my fucking freedom to have a gun. So I'm going to take it into the movie theater, into the fucking bar. I'm going to shoot you if I fucking want to.
'Cause you irritate
and it
me.
Is terrifying. It is. And I don't even, like, I can't even fathom, like, these, like, this. And this is ridiculous that I feel like I'm going to cry. But
no,
this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I was at the gym the other day and some guy came down the wrong way in the car and, you know, the wrong way in the aisle. And the gym's really skinny little car aisles. And so I'm going the right way and some other guy's coming the wrong way. And I gave him a sideways look because I was annoyed. And then I literally thought, oh my God, Katie, don't do that. You can't look at somebody like that because he might shoot me. Yeah. And that's oh fucking K.
And then just say, oh, I thought she had a gun.
That's okay.
I feared for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is that okay? And, like, when does that stop? Well, I can't.
You have Zimmerman get away with it.
And then get away with everything.
And turning it into a boxing match.
Yes.
They're making money off of putting him in the boxing ring now.
Exactly.
It is a fucking sideshow. He killed a child.
Yep.
And he is now a money-making sideshow.
And then beats his girlfriend, mm-hmm. threatens somebody else with a gun, and the guy gets away with every single thing. He's clearly a psychotic.
Oh, absolutely.
He's clearly a sociopath.
But it is okay. Like, this society, it is
we're giving him
okay to take a gun anywhere you want and kill anyone at any fucking time for any reason and get away with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, and how can you...
And
once
it gets worse and worse
and worse.
It does,
because once you have said, once the courts have said...
This is okay.
That, you know, we find you not guilty. Okay. For throwing a man through popcorn... And now that whole exchange, was it ridiculous? Was it like, come on, you know, why are you throwing popcorn? Why are you doing this? Stop it. Like, you're
but
an
it doesn't
asshat.
End in death.
Yell at him.
No, exactly.
Yell
right.
at
it
him.
Doesn't.
Get Go up get and a move. Manager. Like, get up and move. Call him an
Something.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah. No, like, don't punch him in the face because then you can fear for your life.
But I'm saying, what about like a good old like fist fight? Not that I advocate the fist fight, but if you and get into a verbal spar with someone in a movie theater, like punch him.
Yeah, but that's what happened
in the
70s and 80s. And now look at where we've come. And this was, I mean, the when I saw that with Zimmerman, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Right. And then
DMX has now bowed out of that.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, DMX is no longer part of it. It's still on. It's on again, as I understand, but DMX bowed out of that fight.
So now they're going to have Tupac, but it's a hologram.
But it was kind of funny that DMX said, I'm going to just kick the shit out of this guy.
Right. I hate the idea that it was happening, but Kelly and I were talking about it and said, I almost hope that he goes through with it and fucking murders him. And literally, because DMX is not like a wuss. But
he's not the Will Smith of rappers.
Right. No. Yeah. And I almost, like, amen. I was like, I just amen. Wish that DMX would. I hate that it's becoming a sideshow, but I just want an up. I'd want a free reason for to get DMX aspect. To literally a murder free, him with shot. His bare hands.
Yeah. And like, they had Real Time with Bill Maher is back on HBO, and I hope you're watching.
We have a DVR.
Genius, genius, genius. So last week, Stephen Merchant from the original Office and Hello Ladies on HBO, 6'4", tall British comedian, really fucking funny. So he was the last guest that comes out at the end, and they had, she was part of, she's Canadian. She's a political something from Canada. And so they were. So Bill Maher is saying to him, like, "What about our country just strikes foreigners as like that's just nuts?" And he goes, and Stephen Merchant goes, "Well, your guns. We don't get your guns." And he's like, "I'll speak for us. I'll speak for Britain, and she will for Canada. We're not coming back. We left. Like we got it. You wrote it in your constitution to bear arms in case you know." Anyone comes to invade you. We were the people that were going to invade you. We're not going to invade you. You can put the guns down. And it was, and I'm not doing it any justice because I'm not Stephen Merchant and I don't have a British accent, but him just saying to Americans, like, don't watch country.
And amen. I just amen. Like, where did our, I mean, the NRA, because it's their business, it's the business of just being horrible.
Yeah.
But right to it bear arms, really, but. It's a, what is the right to bear arms? Like, are you kidding? No, in a fucking movie theater? Like,
exactly.
You killed the father of a 3-year-old because he threw popcorn at you? Like,
By the way, we do have a no popcorn rule in Studio C. I just want you to know that.
Guns, because I have fear, but popcorn, I have fear don't even life. Think about it.
But the fact that they went gavel to gavel on CNN over this trial, I'm like, this is not a trial. Because if this guy, I'm sorry. If this guy, now the popcorn guy, did that already go to trial?
No.
Or they're just still investigating?
He had a bond hearing and he wasn't allowed bond. He's 71. He's a retired police officer.
And mentally unstable.
Like a SWAT officer. I mean, like, he thought it was a gun. That's why he feared for his life. Popcorn?
Yeah. Oh, you're a trained
you're
SWAT
a
officer.
Douche nozzle.
And a military. You have a military background.
Douche nozzle is not the word you're looking for.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And I think I've said this here before, but one of the things that it just makes me crazy and is that, you know, people say it's not the guns that kill people. It's the mentally unstable. It's the criminals. You're not a criminal
until you shoot someone
with a gun. Like, the guy in the movie theater was a police officer. He was not a criminal. He may have been unstable, whatever. But he was not a criminal. That's what it makes me keep the guns out of the hands of criminals. I'm not a criminal until I shoot you and murder you.
But
there's an off-duty police officer that was there, and then we'll wrap it and go to you.
And a nurse,
And this off-duty police officer is there with his son, and over, like, sees all this happen, and goes over, and the wife, I was so trying to get a picture of what was happening. The wife's just sitting there. And she looks up and she goes, now that was no reason to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And he looks over, according to the testimony, the deputy person says that he looked over and he goes, you shut your fucking mouth and don't say another word.
Yeah,
to his wife. That's what the 71-year-old I shot because
but
I
he also
my life
shot,
over popcorn.
And what he'll probably get in trouble for is not killing the man with the popcorn. He's probably going to get
the
in
wife.
Trouble because
he
shot the wife through the hand as she was trying to protect her husband. Like, she threw herself kind of in front of the bullet.
Right.
That's what he's going to get in trouble for. It's going to be like assault with a deadly weapon, not murder.
He was standing his ground.
With that one, but the wife was no threat and he shot her. So it's not the murder that you're going to get in trouble for. It's the accidentally killing the
mother of your children. It is so scary.
The mother of
it
your
is
children.
Like scary, 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 scary.
But again, when you get away with those things, then it just builds to where the next thing in the courts, in the eyes of the court, aren't as ridiculous. Seriously, it's fucking popcorn.
And people just
it's
say,
Orville
like,
goddamn when Redenbacher.
Is, what happened?
Well, I don't
when
get
is it,
it
going to change? And I say the same thing. And I don't know. I just.
It absolutely won't. It doesn't matter. Like,
it can't you at can, this point.
You,
so
can,
it's already...
you can walk into a grade school and kill all the children. Mm-hmm. And then people, the Republicans are like, over my, out of my cold, dead hand.
I fucking hate the NRA.
That's why
when I see the stickers on the back of their cars, and
I'm
feeling like emotional and impassioned, but like every time I see these stories, I think about Palmer and like this child that I'm bringing up in this society, and I have to say, don't look at this person, and you can't do this, and don't do this, because you could be murdered at any time for any reason, and it's okay.
And they'll always blame the victim. And blaming the victim is the new, it's the new thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the, well, the kid
and
that got
make
shot.
Sure that the teachers all have guns and all have
even
this.
Jeff
and-
Flake, even Senator, conservative Arizona Senator Jeff Flake was on the news the other night saying, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that this is the solution for, I don't know if you saw this, but he was asked about guns and about teachers because Arizona state legislatures are again proposing that we should have certain teachers in the schools have guns.
Bet
and
you they're
I
white
tell
men.
You,
I bet you the teachers that
and
have
even
guns
Jeff
are going to be
Flake,
white men.
Who's a conservative, said that's a bad idea. I have children in school, and I don't feel comfortable with my children's. And can I tell you, when I was a seventh grader, how many times I fucking mouthed off to a teacher? Yeah. I was a little shit, and I was mouthy, and I was a. I was smart, and
I'm enjoying that tremendously.
Shocking.
I know.
I'm but you, just finding this
but
out.
It was actually only the 1 year.
Exactly where it's going is that a kid's going to get kind
mouth
of,
off, and a teacher
puffy,
will shoot them.
Shoot them. A 16-year-old football
a
kid.
Teacher. Yeah. And it will happen.
Yeah.
It
the way
will
kids
happen.
Are so much bigger now, it's going to be a 16-year-old football player who puffs up a little bit and gets a little
and
mouthy,
teacher
but the teacher's going to
feel threatened.
Him, threatened and just shoots him. Oh, he might have a gun.
And can you imagine your child is killed by a teacher at school? Because it will happen.
It will. It's coming.
Sure.
There's that. 8:34. It's the show. Our drinking word is amen.
Amen.
Have a beverage. And at this time, we're going to turn everything over to Al Perkins.
Entertainment! The Walking Dead is back.
Amen.
Good one.
All kinds of shows are canceled. Leonardo gets his 5th Oscar nomination. The Good Ship Lollipop hits an iceberg. Hugh Jackman returns to the Tonys. A movie review, a treat for the Oscars. And there's a scandal going on in the news right now that's just grotesque.
Amazing.
Grotesque.
And entertainment.
You go ahead.
And entertainment. So... Oh, fill me up with some wine.
I'm intrigued because I don't know what this is. The grotesque.
I think I know, but I...
Yeah, it's just it's gotten out of hand.
It's silly.
So, well, we'll start with The Walking Dead and we'll kill some time there.
Yes.
The Walking Dead came back kicking and screaming.
You did it ever.
With one of the best episodes that has ever been on that show.
I didn't get to watch it until this morning, but because I hadn't gotten a chance yesterday, and I woke up this morning, my alarm went off at 5:30, and I could have either gone to yoga... Or had a complete solid hour by myself to watch The Walking Dead. So what did I do?
It's a good choice.
I stayed at home on
the
couch
and
drank coffee.
It was a brilliant episode. And I have to say, and I posted it immediately. 2 minutes in, I'm like, I wanted Rick to just take his...
Oh,
I mean,
that's what I saw that, but...
I wanted Carl to just pick up his gun and shoot Rick, because... Rick's an asshole, and Carl is just the best.
He really is great. But I thought...
What a great actor. And I wanted to put on there, like... I wanted to, like, just write him a little note saying, Dear Chandler Riggs, please avoid heroin and anything that smells like a Kardashian, and maybe don't ever get
a
Twitter
career.
Account, because what a great actor.
He is so good, and I loved, I just, like, two really, really influential characters in this in the show that we finally got to see so much more of, Michonne and Carl, and I just, like, Carl's... Almost his full 180. Really, a full 180 from the beginning of the show to
to
the
a little
end.
Boy to like.
I just
it was devastating. It was a devastating episode, and I actually cried as he was sitting there saying, "I can't do it. I can't do it. Just take it."
And,
I can't
and
do
I
it.
Really didn't know whether or not he was turned.
I
was
I
really like, I don't know where this is going, but. What I thought was really great is that the premiere of The Walking Dead surpassed by, and I don't know what the specifics are, but by like leaps and bounds, the Olympics. People were just fleeing from the Olympics to watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It was.
Because the ratings for The Walking Dead just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
How does that happen? Most shows, they peak. This is like not.
Yeah, but we're still early. We're only at what season? This is
four.
Season middle of season four, and four. It is that it's that guy that I always say if he writes an episode, you just show up.
Greg
and,
Nicotero.
Yes, and so it was good. Brilliant. That was just brilliant, brilliant writing. So it's
good
back.
TV.
And they only have seven more episodes, but if they're on that caliber, then I think we're all in
good
hands.
I was ready to, I needed to binge watch. Like, as soon as it was over, I felt like I was doing some Walking Dead heroin because I was like, I need more.
What else can I watch? Yeah. Shirley Temple Black, who had a very long career in many, many different things. Oh. She was a child star who was a singer, dancer, actress, big draw in the 30s during the Depression. Absolutely flopped as an adult actress and then became an ambassador to, and I can never remember where.
It was Czechoslovakia.
Oh, she was the ambassador to Czechoslovakia and, or, I'm sorry, she was chief of protocol and ambassador. So that was the fun thing. Have you ever seen Goldie Hawn in the movie Protocol? That was her
oh,
thing.
That's right.
Was to introduce
oh my God,
Czechoslovakian.
I haven't thought of that movie in forever. God, that was fun.
It was kind of the how the influence for that movie. That was what that's what made Goldie Hawn want to do that. That's what that screenplay was inspired by. Was okay. Finding out what the hell
what is it?
Yeah. It's so you know the manners and all that stuff.
Sure.
So I mean, I was not a fan of hers. I don't know why my parents weren't into it, so I never watched it. But I've seen a lot of them, especially Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. And she was supposed to be her big oh. almost break that wasn't a break.
Yes.
Was that she was supposed to be Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yes, and it was actually bought for her to star in, and then everything fell apart, and they changed studios, and Judy Garland was brought in, even though she was too old and too fat.
Wow.
And like 6 years, and she is almost
'cause they wanted her to be much younger?
Yeah, well, she's supposed to be 12.
Oh.
And Judy Garland was 18 or 19 when she made the movie, so she was far too old to play the role.
Well, and it took 3 years to produce it, so she even aged over
the time
of the production.
So the right age was Shirley Temple, and that's who they bought the rights for, and everything was in place, although it's not the first making of that movie.
So I looked up online. This is the, according to what I found online, the original recipe for a Shirley Temple beverage, which was made for Shirley Temple in the late 30s because she was hanging out with all the big wigs and everything from studios, so she wanted something to drink. So a bartender made her a mixture of ginger ale, like 7-Up, a splash of grenadine, and a maraschino cherry.
Aww.
So
In memoriam.
So is this ginger ale or is it 7-Up?
It's a mixture of both.
Oh, okay.
Mixture of both and a splash of grenadine and a maraschino,
very
just
good.
What I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all the... I thought you said ginger ale or 7-Up.
Amen.
No, according to it's a mixture of both. It's supposed to be... half and half, and there you go. So
there's
the Shirley Temple Black.
Shirley Temple.
And you know what? And I expected her to be older, and I actually think 85 is younger. I think it's.
I thought she was older too. She was the same age as my dad, which was really shocking to me.
Oh.
Which is why I was figuring maybe he didn't know her movies because he was 6 and she was 6 and he wasn't just going to the movies yet.
Well, and he was also in love with Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, no, that's a little bit later. But it was the Depression, so maybe they actually didn't go to movies till he was older. Like I was like, if they're the same age, how was I subjected to all these Mickey Rooney movies, but I never saw...
Shirley Temple.
There was a cute quote. I stopped believing in Santa Claus. She said, when I was 6, mother took me to see him in a department store, and he asked me for my autograph. I thought that was really cute.
Oh, I forgot about that quote. That is a funny one.
I thought that was real cute.
I have I have a little story about Shirley Temple's... when I was obviously much, much younger, and Jesus, I can't even tell you the age. We'll see, 80, so I would have been like 10, 11.
Yeah.
I had met a girl that I was stupidly infatuated with, and she lived on...
And you grudge-fucked her against the stump?
Let's really...
I swear to God, that's exactly
okay.
Right.
Let's just calm...
Settle down.
Amen. No, her name was Stephanie, and she lived over in the area where the country club was. And
is this who you're still friends
with? We had
with?
Moved... I'm still friends with her, yeah. She actually moved to, I believe, to New York, and she ballerina. Anyway, we used to meet at the country club, and there was nobody there in the daytime, so we would go into the bar, and we would order Shirley Temples, and I would play... Remember the song Music Box Dancer? I would play that on the jukebox, and we thought we were so adult to play that on the jukebox and drink Shirley Temples and just sit and chat. That's and then funny. I would go home.
That's really cute.
Our first affair.
So
I like
cute.
It. That's adorable.
The Briar Brick Hunt.
Frank Mills.
Adorbs.
Frank Mills, music box dancer. Yes.
That is totes adorable.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah, that was it.
He's going to perform the rest of the song, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio.
Amen.
Welcome to radio. You can't get out.
Well, he lived in one. Yeah.
Fuck all of you. Read your stories. Jesus Christ.
So well. Hugh Jackman is set to host the Tony Awards, where Neil Patrick Harris hopes to win a Tony Award.
Mm.
Why are we flip-flopping with them?
Neil Patrick Harris returns.
Neil Patrick likes it that way.
Actually, he doesn't make a return to Broadway. He has his triumphant debut on Broadway in Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which I am going to see.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic.
So there is every expectation that he will be nominated for and win the award. Fantastic. It's a great role, and the posters look great, and I can't wait to see it, and I will report back and tell y'all about it. So that's I won't be here cool. April 15th because I'll be there.
I like it.
So there you go. So Hugh Jackman will be hosting this year. Looks great. There's a lot of good stuff coming. There's a new show with Idina Menzel coming called If Then.
I'm in.
Sutton
I'm already
Foster
in.
Has a new show called Violet. I like him too, and I can't think of his name. There's a revival of Mice and Men coming. With
Franco,
127 Days, James Franco. Mm-hmm. Yep. Idina Menzel is coming to the Oscars. It's been confirmed that she will be singing "Let It Go" live at the Oscars,
which I just downloaded 2 days ago, and Palmer and I can't stop singing it.
Yeah,
all of the songs.
The 31st of January, they did the sing along all over the country, and they made even more money off the movie Frozen. And then they just did a live concert of Frozen somewhere in Los Angeles that was like sold out in like half a second.
Wow.
And it was such a hit that the producers, because they have a choice, because Demi Lovato, that yes,
Chris O'Dowd,
yeah. O'Dowd. Demi Lovato sings the, she does it over the end credits, but it's Idina Menzel in the movie. So there was a choice of which one they would go for on the
Idina, duh.
Oh yeah, the producers decided that we're gonna go with the one that, I mean, not that Lovato,
Demi's really really great. But everyone knows the movie version, and it's better.
Well, it's in the movie. The Demi Lovato is the closing credits. So
but I mean the actual movie
version. Right. So that's about it for that. I'm trying to find the story that I had a second ago. Death Watch. There it is. So we have a little Death Watch for TV. So if there's shows that you're watching on TV that you're wondering whether or not they're going to be renewed.
But a different Death Watch. It's for shows, not for people.
TV Death Watch.
Pretty much if you're a fan of NBC's comedy block on Thursday nights, you are the only one because they've canceled everything.
I hate that.
All of them.
They did.
Community will not be coming back, although they got five seasons out of it, and it's been... Mm-hmm. I begged you all 2 years ago to watch it. You never watched it, so it's gone.
Mm-mm.
So we took it away.
Mm-hmm.
So really funny in their head. They brought back the original, the creator. They got their fifth season, but that show's pretty much over. They haven't officially announced it, but it's pretty much
they've
a done
moved
deal.
It around too, haven't they? Done
no,
some,
it's always been always on Thursdays. Been, they just moved it half an hour by half an hour. Sean Save the World got officially canceled.
Yeah, that was
last week, and the show had just started to get funny.
It was. I always thought it was good from day one. I thought
Me
it was
too.
Good.
Yeah. I loved Linda Lavin. More like day three. Yeah, Linda Lavin was very good.
I loved
good.
Her. Yeah. I loved the smart Megan Hilty. All of it was good. And even the boss. Just the timing of all of it. I really liked how they played off each other.
And the other guy that was in it. The
black guy
the
that
black
was
guy.
Funny.
Funny.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
And he was on the show that had Dakota Johnson last year. Ben and Kate about the brother
and
sister.
That was actually a cute little show.
He was like the second character on that show, so he's kind of a jinx.
Well, and it's unfortunate because I disagree with you guys. I watched the show. I didn't think it was great. I could take it or leave it. I only watched it because I like Sean Hayes and Megan Hilty, but I really could care less.
Okay.
It's just like one more thing I don't have to think about.
And I did a little marathon of it around Thanksgiving. And I really did. I came to like it. But it was a few episodes in before they gelled. The Michael J. Fox show, which NBC made a big deal about this.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it in. They ordered a full season without a pilot. They guaranteed him a season. And this was not supposed to be anything that was supposed to be on the fence or anything they could axe. Oh, they axed it. They were like, we don't, we bought them, we paid for them, we'll take those.
Here's
those
your money.
Last we'll nine take shows. Hit. We don't think we're going to air them. So they honestly don't think they're going to finish out that season.
They're not even going to finish showing it.
No. Sean Saves the World. They had ordered three more shows. They got their 13, and then they didn't give them a back 8. They usually give them a back 8 or a back 9. They didn't give them a back 9. They said, make three more, and we'll get back to you. Because they knew they had to make it to the Olympics. They were never going to
fill the space right, before.
They knew they had to fill after Christmas till the second week of February.
Yeah.
So they were just telling everybody, like, just fuck around here. Because everything goes by the wayside. Like, the whole thing changes. We do all new people. And they are promoting all new shows. One of them with Gillian Anderson that looks really good. So she'll be on two NBC shows at the same time. So that's NBC. As far as CBS goes, CBS, the crap network that somehow has hits everywhere. Everything's coming back. Mike and Molly will probably come back. Mom, which I love, will probably come back. The Millers, the crazy ones with Robin Williams. It's a terrible show.
Oh, it's horrible.
But it's a really strong performer. Like, the ratings are good for all these shows. The one that's a question mark is 2.5 Men because it's so expensive that they don't know if they can pay people $11 million for a show that's kind of on the fence. Like, those people make so much money. It's insane how much they're paying them to be on that show. Fox. Raising Hope is probably going to be gone. There's a really kind of funny show called Enlisted that's on there.
Yeah, my friend Jay Ettinger started, is really good friends with the gentleman who is the star of that show. The cute guy.
Oh,
yeah,
the
they're
that comes
real
back.
Close friends. So I actually, Jay had put something on his Facebook, you know, hey, give this, because he was also in at least one, if not two episodes of Bones.
Oh, yeah. He looks very familiar.
Yeah, and so Jay had put that on last year, 2 years ago, whenever that was. And so I watched that, and he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, it's a kind of a
and
funny show.
This Enlisted, it's cute, you know.
I didn't, I guess I've seen the commercials, but yeah. And I love that. I love to go on demand, and the Fox has really great sitcoms. Like, just half an hour, like, little shows while I'm working in the day. And
right.
But the big news there is X Factor,
gone.
X'd out.
Entirely.
Good.
Yeah, just canceled. They said no more money. The Mindy Project is up in the air.
Oh, God, she's so funny.
It is. It's such a funny show. But New Girl will definitely be back. Brooklyn Nine-Nine will definitely be back.
Which is also so great. I'm so glad you had me start watching it.
Yeah, really cute. And then on ABC, the one that I always care about on ABC is The Middle. Because I love that show. I think it's so much fun. And The Middle will definitely be back because that's had its best year ever. Super Fun Night, Suburgatory, not coming back.
Oh, Super Fun Night is done?
Yeah, but they said she'll come back in something else. Like, this just wasn't great.
You felt that was like a go to cable kind of thing. It was
let her go.
She was too much.
She needed to be dirty, and there was just something missing from that show. It's still on.
I thought it was great.
That Betrayal show got canceled, but everything else is pretty much that's good. And I love it for Nashville. They say considered a DVR hit. Yep, that's a thing now. It'll come back. And the reason that they learned that was from Sleepy Hollow, which will definitely be back, because Sleepy Hollow is the show that I love with that cutie Tom Meissen. And it gets good ratings on the day it's on, and then it's 3 days ratings afterwards with people that DVR it is huge, and then 7 days later the show has doubled.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't even know what to do with this. It's a show about Ichabod Crane living in one outfit 200 years later, talking about George Washington's Bible, and for some reason
people love it.
It's a hit. And like Fox is like, we don't know either.
We're not sure what's happening.
It's only a 13-episode series. It's going to be almost a full year before it comes back again. And Fox is like, but clearly we can put this on against anything and people will watch it.
I think it's so interesting now because you can chart. They have such a easier way to chart what people watch now because of all these digital boxes in our house that reports back to Big Brother and tells us exactly when we're watching, what we're watching. I love the fact that to me, it's almost like a godsend for these people because, again, like you said, you know, the 7 day ratings are astronomical. The day it airs, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But it gives life to shows that otherwise, you know, so they don't hit huge with Nielsen on the night they air, but we're going to keep it on because in 6 days,
people
7 days, they're going to watch the shit out of this.
And even if you fast forward through everything, they have all the commercial things everywhere. And if, by God, you're unfortunate enough to watch things on demand, you have to watch the commercials.
Fast forward.
Right.
You are forced by God and nature to watch those commercials.
And that if you pays watch, for the on-demand.
Oh, and I learned.
I watch a lot of on-demand, and it annoys me. And it tells you at the beginning, fast forward, not available. And I'm like, damn
but,
it.
Yeah. But they only give you like 3 minutes. It's enough time to go pee.
Right.
Like, it's enough time to get something done
like
and come back.
7 minutes of commercial.
The funny thing is I had to watch the first day of the figure skating online. That's where I found the first day of team competition. Oh, online, they're not. They are monsters because they make you watch the same commercial over and over and over again.
Oh, I hate that.
So I thought I'd gotten away with it, but I watched, like, you have to sit through the warm-ups and you have to sit through, because it was literally live.
Mm-hmm.
It was they just put a camera down. They had the British announcers and they just went.
Yeah.
There was no cutting away to some other thing. Like, oh, no, you signed up for figure skating. You're staying here till it ends.
Sure.
And I thought I had found a way through the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it gave me, I had lost the ability to make it go full screen. I lost the ability to fast forward and rewind. And you know why? Because I had to watch the 20 minutes of commercials I had missed. They punished me.
Oh, wow.
And they just kept winding up the Visa commercials. And the BMW commercials. And I was like, how? And then as soon as I had watched, and I was like, well, that's about how much commercial I thought I had skipped. Oh, then all of a sudden, all my features are back. And please enjoy. You're going to watch that.
But you're
going to
watch this, right?
Yeah. And you'll like it.
It just turned into like so many different things. So the Producers Guild has a big thing about Oscar nominations and who gets nominated for Best Picture as far as the producer goes. When Leonardo DiCaprio won his Golden Globe, he made a big thing about this was his movie, that he begged Martin Scorsese. He hired everyone to come on. And it was a very strange speech, and there was a little bit of buzz as to, like, is he trying to get, like, full producer credit instead of just, like, his production company bought this? And it turns out, yes. When they announced the Best Picture nominees and for The Wolf of Wall Street, it came out as producers to be determined, and it turns out that Leonardo was, and Martin Scorsese was campaigning on his behalf, and they put in that he did his share of producing credits. So Leonardo DiCaprio officially has his fifth Oscar nomination for Best Picture now.
Wow.
There you go.
And he got it for Wolf of Wall Street. They didn't eliminate anyone. There are actually four producers, so that's a big deal. Okay. So my Leo has a chance to lose twice at the same awards they were nominated. I'm very sad. Monument Men, I saw it at the movies today. Don't see it at the movies. There's no reason. Go watch it. Wait till it comes on a cable and then
really?
Just enjoy the shot of it. It's a really fun movie.
It seems cool.
It was perfectly fine. It was fun. It was a little story about the Nazis and,
okay.
you know, kind of beating the Russians. You know, the Russians had to be the bad guy at the end, which in a little bit they were. But it's a really fun movie. Maybe wait for cable or somewhere else. I don't think you need to spend like $30 as a family or $60 for three kids to go see this movie. But it was pretty good. I liked it. Or if you're forced to go on a date, go see that because you can talk through it. but there was some interesting stuff to it because I've been to like the sites of World War I in Paris and I've been to in France and I've been to Paris. And you realize, like, oh, they bombed the shit out of this area. But Hitler was such a freak about getting the artwork. He wanted Paris intact. He wanted Paris as part of his kingdom. And he wanted Paris looking like Paris. And it never occurred to me they never bombed Paris. They just rolled in and Paris laid down. The French just said, yeah, it's yours, and walked away. You know, vive la resistance. But yeah. It never occurred to me that while they were doing the Blitzkrieg on London and they pretty much destroyed Warsaw, they really did get the French and the people in Bruges and a couple of the really like beautiful cities and left them intact.
Mm.
Like they destroyed Milan. They did all these different things. But when it came to Paris, Hitler wanted Paris for his own. Like he did not want that hurt. And it was very strange that it never occurred to me. Like
I never thought of it like that either.
Yeah. So that was an interesting thing. And then the last thing is I used to have such respect for Mia Farrow and Ronan, her son, is one of the smartest people. We've already gone over his creds.
Right.
Like, he is a legitimate, smart kid, smart man. Was just on Real Time with Bill Maher the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, if he brings up this whole family scandal, I'm going to lose my mind. And it took me 2 weeks to get the courage up to watch Overtime. And perhaps there is some truth to the rumor of the daughter. Perhaps there is something else going on. Guess what? The New York Times and Twitter are not where you carry on your family drama.
Right.
It is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for everyone. And it's not a badge of courage that she's coming out and telling her story. No, you're just kind of bashing your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, It's been investigated. There, some people say that it was a crime that could have been. That there were actual crimes there, but they didn't want to put the children through the trial, and everyone made that decision to not prosecute. So fine, then don't prosecute. Like, Mia, you made that decision for your children. You can't try him now in public opinion all these years later. And you can't decide now that because he got, like, an award, like, he doesn't show up at the award shows. You're not hurting anyone. He has never gone to an award show. And as one paper
said...
This
isn't new, right.
Right. He's a shut-in. Like, the man is a recluse. Like... What public damage are you going to do? You're just, your son is trying to make something for himself on MSNBC. He's got these really great credentials. He's very scholarly, and you're making him into a Kardashian. Like, put the Twitter account down, sure. All of you.
And I hear a lot of people blaming a lot of this on Mia, which is kind of what you're saying. I hear maybe what you're saying is like, but I've seen a lot of people blaming this on her that she's so angry with Woody still and just like she's like sicking her kids on. And the other son, one of the other adopted sons.
Moses says it never
happened.
Came out
and said that and said this is her poisoning. Right. She's done it. She's tried to do it to me and she's doing it to all of her children. Mm-hmm. Poisoning us against. And I've seen that happen like real time in some families that I may or may not be a part of. Where, you know, there's a family member that tries to poison against another family member, and it works.
Yeah. And if you're little, you don't know.
You don't know the
And
difference.
The other thing is it was investigated, and you all decided to let it go.
Right. So you have to be done. You made that decision.
And if you're not done, then go see a therapist, go see counseling, maybe find an appropriate place to get your story out, or maybe go somewhere and help children who've been abused and tell them and listen to their stories. Your story was told.
Right.
You got all the press you wanted. If press was what you wanted, 1992 through 1994, there was no other fucking story. You know what I mean? There was either Tanya Harding or Mia Farrow. Who would you want to listen? You know what I mean? Or Woody Allen. I'm not trying to say one's a bad guy. She's not a bad person. No one's a bad person until you just turn it into a Twitter during the Golden Globes. He's not coming.
Right. So,
and then for the girl who may have been abused, I don't know. She says she has...
And it's really horrible, but also Twitter is not the place to deal with
right.
that. And
so three weeks ago, when all of that was just kind of coming out, and Diane Keaton gets up there and sings to Woody, and what does everybody think? And then it kind of blows up, and I could be absolutely mistaken, but I thought everybody was like kind of anti-Woody Allen. At that point.
I thought it was weird. I don't know the story from the
90s. Or was it that you read something and...
And I had never heard this story about Dylan. I had never heard the story about the girl saying she was molested. Thinking,
yes, and I... No. I brought it up and I agreed that it was like... That it was weird. Why are we like honoring... I don't know Woody Allen. I don't know his movies. I don't... But I thought it's weird that we're honoring this guy. Right. The child molestation. But I'm totally on board at this point. Be done with your Twitter war.
And he's made like 25 movies since and has already won like 2 Oscars since then. What are you doing? And why Twitter? But I really feel bad because... and Ronan,
very Kardashian of them.
And Ronan was on Real Time with Bill Maher and trying to be very serious. He has a new show on MSNBC, which we'll talk about the show on MSNBC in a minute.
Okay, coming back at the beginning of hour 3, we're still in the middle of our drinking game, which is...
Amen!
Coming up, Al's going to wrap up his entertainment segment. Then we're going to go to Katie with sports and other stuff. If you want to join us in the chat room, let us know what you want us to talk about. We'll do that, too. Thoughtful vulgarity and much more coming up right now on Q-Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening once again. It's 9 o'clock. You are listening to The Show on Q-Talk America. We are coming to you live from Studio C. It's Katie, Marnie, Al, and myself. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us. We were just in the middle of Al's entertainment segment, and he was going to talk about a new show or something that was on MSNBC on the tail end of this Woody Allen bullshit.
Right.
Go ahead.
So Ronan, who a 15-year-old graduate from college and then... He graduated from Bard College at Simon's Rock when he was 15, and he graduated in 2009 at 22 from Harvard. law school. I'm sorry, from Yale Law School, and he is a member of the New York Bar. I mean, very young. This kid's 26 years old, 27 years old, and he's already like passed the bar exam. He's already been part of the Obama administration.
Is this Sinatra's kid?
And then all of a sudden, it turned into like this sleazy. Are we just trying to get like what is the point of this very accomplished young man? Mm-hmm.
So that's just like
very who seems smart, above all of this
above
bullshit.
The fray. He's going right. on TV shows appealing for aid for like the war torn African countries. He's a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. He's works for the Genocide Intervention Network.
These are all big time.
Oh right. Yeah, and he's constantly trying to advocate for the people of Darfur and getting American intervention into Darfur. And I really was surprised that Mia Farrow would. At any point in her life, now that she works for UNICEF, she does very good work, she's a great humanitarian, like, why all of a sudden she would drag his name through the mud and try to say, and, like, all of a sudden bring up her affair with Frank Sinatra? Like, why at this point in your life would you bring someone dead into the picture, and your son is trying to get somewhere, and your name is really not that well known? Like, mm-hmm. Ronan Farrow doesn't bring up anything.
No.
He doesn't look like Woody. He looks a little bit like you. Let him just be himself and be this very accomplished young man who is making something himself. But now we have this sleazy scandal with Frank Sinatra that we all had to read. And then you're like, well, he does look like Frank Sinatra.
Totally.
And then all of a sudden through the Golden Globes, Woody doesn't show up to anything. There's no point right. to this. And then,
well, you didn't know his name, but now you do. And so maybe that's...
Wait, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I've known...
Not in a super positive way, but maybe that's a part of the plan?
Right.
To get it
so
out
now
there?
You're going to know him sleazy instead of like... And I've always known him as this smart kid that appears on all kinds of talk shows that I watch, always talking about Darfur, always talking about humanitarian aid. And I was like, this is a smart fucking kid. And I thought, how classy to stay above the fray and stay out of the whatever is going on. And then to have, I don't know, to get dragged through. And whoever's doing the dragging... Whoever's doing the kicking, but you're going after a shut-in. Like,
yeah.
He didn't even, like, the reply letter to the New York Times was written by his lawyer because he won't write a letter to the New York Times. Like, he appears at basketball games. That's it. And then to start, like, all of a sudden criticizing Diane Keaton for her involvement.
The whole thing
with
is very messy.
It's very weird.
It should be
private. What Kate Blanchett should say, should she win the Oscar, which everyone's assuming that she will.
That she will. And
that she should be said, what should she say about or to Woody Allen and et cetera?
Not a goddamn thing.
There's a big thing about that.
There really is nothing, because what does it have to do with
her?
I don't get it. So at one point, and I didn't know what you were talking about when you brought it up a couple of weeks ago, because I was like, I forgot there was three kids. Honest to God, I thought there was only the one. I forgot that they had adopted
the other guy, Moses.
They adopted Moses and Dylan, and then Ronan is supposedly their biological child, and now that may not be it either. But
yeah.
Very interesting. So if you want more on the whole crazy part, because I don't remember the craziness from back then, but like the Valentines with all the knives and stuff like that.
But it's Doug, so weird.
Yeah, but Doug Wilkie, he followed it really closely because he was a much bigger fan of Woody Allen back then than I was. I was just getting on the Woody Allen train. I was more a video killed the radio star kind of human.
There's nothing about Ronan Farrow that looks like Woody Allen.
Right, so there was never any reason.
I just kind of keep going back and forth comparing pictures because, you know, sometimes maybe it's just the cheeks.
The similarity
is
they both have two eyes and two nostrils.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it.
Homo sapien is where it is.
Yeah. A white male.
It's a little startling how... Unlike,
by the way, do we know, can Ronan sing? I mean,
right, that's the next question.
I mean, if he comes out and
he looks just like Frank Sinatra.
Does he like rats? The Rat Pack. That's all.
I mean, he has the same Frank Sinatra nose.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes you like a half a second. Well, she has beautiful blue eyes too, Mia.
No, but just looking at it and you put the two of them together, I agree with you.
Right. I mean, they are very similar looking.
Yeah.
And it just shows you that you can be wealthy, accomplished, all these things. Mia Farrow is a great actress, you know, a wonderful person, great humanitarian, the Angelina Jolie of her day, trendsetter.
Yeah, really.
And then you can still get mired down in a really shitty separation. Like,
I say let him come out and sing Fly Me to the Moon and boom, we're done.
Boom, we're, yeah.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And then, and then just deal with your stuff personally. Like, I think there's a time to handle your shit.
I agree.
Privately. I don't know.
Speaking of stuff...
And I'm done.
I'm going to throw one other thing in there. And I realize... This is only topical because it's Olympic-related. Speaking of things that should be done in private, what the fuck is going on with Bruce Jenner?
I was thinking the same thing.
Have you seen? And I don't want to bring the Kardashian world into it, but he is a former Olympic star, and all of a sudden,
wow.
What in the hell is going on with him? Have you seen him?
And he's got like a back.
He had the Adam's apple shave done.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, in the tabloids that he's going through a sex change operation, which seems a little sensationalized.
It does. But I mean,
I'm sorry, but if you shave the Adam's apple, that's all you're doing.
He's never liked it, he claims. But
his sons,
the hair is the killer.
Yeah, his sons were quoted.
Like, I need to Google.
His sons were quoted as somehow as saying he is going through an identity crisis.
Do you think?
But someone else said it was because his wife, Chris, encouraged the plastic surgery for years that he became addicted. And Chris kept saying, nip here, tuck here.
Wow.
But here's the thing, you can tell that he's gotten the really bad plug job.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, like, because he's got the straight across the forehead. Really bright red, new, brand new hairline.
Right.
His hands and fingers are very delicate, and he's got growing out nails, and he's wearing jewelry.
It adds to the what the fuck are you doing?
He wants a skinnier nose, which I feel like if he shaves any more of his nose, it will literally be gone.
Yeah, he does.
He shaved the Adam's apple. Someone said, oh, he's getting breasts, which I just think means he's kind of becoming an old man.
I think he's just getting older.
Don't think he's like actually trying to have breasts, but the hair is bad. He's just looking weird.
Well, the kicker to me was, and I'm like, are we sure he's not gay? Because my God, they showed a picture, and I'm scrolling back through
Facebook.
My Facebook. Somebody posted a picture earlier today of him in probably 76, where he's walking with. There's a female celebrity he's walking next to, but you're like, holy cow! He totally looks gay as Christmas, or
who is
like
Renee
he's a woman.
Richards?
I love gay as Christmas. That's fantastic.
Gayer than Christmas.
he's walking in really short cut like Daisy Dukes, and he's walking in a midriff shirt. He has a great tummy. Like he's in
tummy
in fantastic.
Whenever you say tummy, it's a sex change operation.
but
got a tummy, he's had a sex change operation.
That was in 76, though. I'm talking about this black and white picture.
I don't care when you tell someone they have a tummy; they're a woman. if they're over 12, you're a woman. Men don't have tummies ever. Ever.
God, I can't even talk about this anymore.
It's very
There was a joke on Bill Maher, and I didn't get it, but now I guess I do, where he was talking about someone was being attacked, and it used to be, he was wanting to be attacked by different sexes, and he's like, it used to be a young Bruce Jenner or an old woman named Bruce Jenner, and I got to go back and watch that joke again. And I'm missing something. I just thought it was the plastic surgery, but this is ridiculous.
But you add to the horrible plastic surgery he's had, and then he's got this long hair growing out. But no, this black and white picture, I've got to find this
picture.
Oh, it's
so natural, the hair.
See, I wasn't kidding. Like, I just made the Renee Richards.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I made the Renee Richards comment.
Is that the picture?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, isn't that bad?
That's one of them. But there's a
blog. Oh, yeah. That's,
plugs aren't always for electrical cords.
No.
So I had just made the Renee Richards comment. And I thought, well, I'm going to put that into Google. Two things, Bruce Jenner and Renee Richards. I'm not saying Bruce Jenner is transgender, but he was looking awfully Renee coming out of a clinic with a bandaged throat after undergoing surgery to decrease his Adam's apple.
Right.
Ms. Richards wrote in her memoir, Second Serve, that she nearly died on the operating table during the same procedure. And this is these are the two pictures.
Oh.
Wow.
Are they both him?
No. The bottom one is Renee Richards.
Oh, ooh, eerily similar.
Yeah.
But she never got rid of her Adam's apple, huh?
Well, no, you can see the cut there. She almost died on the operating table. I don't know what happened.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that until Transamerica with Felicity Hoffman.
Yeah.
I never knew about the... the Adam's apple thing. I don't really have a...
Yeah, some people's, though, is like, it's super prominent.
Yeah.
And other people's...
Like, yours is not...
No, you guys... No, you're normal.
Is it because we're
fat?
No, there are guys.
I'm going to say yes on that one. Thank you.
There are some men, though, who, when it looks, when it's really prominent. I think that I'm, like, envisioning men that are really tall and thin. So maybe it has some... You know what I mean? Like very, very tall and, like, really, really thin
of
men.
None are in this room.
So, I had never heard it, but I knew there was a lot to do with the scarves. That's why drag queens wore scarves a lot, was to hide the Adam's apple.
out.
Yeah.
Oh, so, absolutely.
But and I can imagine. I mean, you really, you can sort of imagine being a guy. Any guy that maybe, especially if you're someone like Bruce who lives in that Hollywood world of nip and tuck here and there, if that you could make you uncomfortable. That was, it's a really like, it's a big thing that you see.
There's a limit, Bruce. Come on. I think we'll.
Yeah.
Well, and if, you know, if the deal is that he is.
And we can't say
identifying.
Tranny. Turns out we can't say tranny anymore. No. Turns out that's a bad
word. That's a bad thing.
That is a bad word.
we don't want to piss anybody off.
God, no, not the show.
But no, not us. But if
two
he
hours
is,
of Asian
you know,
imitations, now we're going to draw the line.
Ching chong chong. I'll
there
suit you.
Is.
Hong Kong Fui.
Amen.
Hong Kong Fui.
And an egg roll.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What?
And an egg roll.
Well, no, I just, the idea that if he, you know, he married Kris Kardashian and she's kind of masculine, if you ask me.
Oh, that's true, too.
She kind of manly.
I mean, no, but in the power and control and some kind of the look.
Oh, and I can't believe I'm going to ask this question, but are any of those things his children?
Yeah, the two youngest girls.
Oh,
yeah.
The ones that are like on full on whore mode now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also the boy, Brody Jenner, Brandon Jenner.
Brody Jenner is gorgeous. Yes.
Those are from the
previous marriage.
Yeah.
But who cares?
And then there's another one from a previous marriage who's like a weird fat skater boy. It's strange. But then
weird fat skater
he's
boy.
Such a weird non looking like
with
that.
Hat.
Whoops, sir.
I want to see the long fingernails.
But the girls,
they're not. I mean, they're not like.
And I'm not interested in this because he's in any way related to that family of fucks that I hate. I'm interested in it because I used to like crush over this guy in my Wheaties box. Like I ate the most bland, horrible cereal in the entire world
because he was on the box
for almost a year. Because he was on the box, and then I realized this tastes like cardboard.
Those are hands.
Oh.
It's a small picture, but can you kind of see it? Very dainty.
Yeah.
Long...
But they're just unkept at this point, I think.
No. Those are shiny.
No, they're manicured.
Oh, well. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you totally see it, but they're like.
Because when you go to get the manicure, they say cut first.
Oh,
yes.
They cut my...
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ugh.
Yeah, that's.
He's like a vampire. He's a vampire.
He's just not looking great. Poor Bruce Jenner.
So that whole fucking family, no matter where which side they came from, are just fucked up. All right, Katie, we got to talk about.
All right.
We have. Are you ready, Katie? You prepared?
Oh, I've been ready.
I'm sure you are. Here we go.
I was born ready. In sports and other stuff, we have the big, big, big news in the world of sports. Brand new out in the NFL? Question mark?
I like it.
Lots of news about Michael Sam. His relationship to Dante Stallworth. Some other great supporters, Chris Cluey and Brendan Iambadejo. Comparing him to Tim Tebow, that's been on Twitter. Richard Petty's kind of a dick, and let's talk about hashtag Sochi problems.
Sochi problems. They look a lot like pink eye.
I'll drink that.
So the biggest news
that
in sports
vodka.
This week, and you know, whenever I'm okay, so we all know that I'm not like a gigantic sports enthusiast. When aside from women's basketball and apparently Winter Olympics,
yeah,
but
you get caught up in the Olympics. There's no way you can.
It's just really fun. But I always kind of start out when I'm looking for news stories here, looking at gay sports, right? And I always kind of go gay sports
like
and
water sports.
That's exactly what I meant.
Wow.
Not at all.
Okay.
Hashtag not even a little bit. Can I get an amen? And so amen. I always kind of am looking for these kind of things. I have to say, it was really great that my brother called me a couple days ago and he said, hey, are you still doing the sports on, you know, the sports on your podcast? And I said, yes. And he goes, well, this is really great for you. And I just thought it was really cool that he had thought of it and called. So Michael Sam, is a big time draft prospect coming out of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And he is could be the first openly gay NFL player. He has been he's a defensive lineman, and he publicly came out, excuse me, as being gay on Sunday to the New York Times and ESPN. He said, I just wanted to make sure I could tell the story my way, the way I want to tell it. I want to own my truth. He's a unanimous All-American in 2013, second unanimous All-American in Missouri history. He's got all kinds of accolades and awards behind him. And one of the neatest things is that, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's been out to his team
since last
for
year,
over a year.
Yeah,
since last season. And mm-hmm. his team has been wholly supportive, completely behind him. And it hasn't changed their team dynamic. He's still a banging player, and he still is.
He's a badass. I mean, truly.
Couple ways, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. 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 Every analogy that sounds like a gay analogy. Jesus.
So it's just really
exciting.
But
that's going to be the problem, is the what Clayton, what you just said. Because
no matter what they say,
you just listen to Sunday football. It doesn't matter. Or Saturday watching college. It doesn't matter. It's all kinds of...
double entendres.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
Truly. Amen. And so all of a sudden, you know, the first time that he sacks somebody... Or thank you. See, I'm not kidding.
It's just fun.
It is. At home, I sat there and I'm like, what different things can I say? Because that's what's going to happen. Or he gets up and congratulates somebody by slapping him on the butt.
And it's now like a homophobic thing.
Right. He must like him.
Right.
None of these things would even be fucking noticed. And mm-hmm. they're not. They're expected.
Well, and they're not. Expected. And the thing is like, play all of his game from the last season. And it wasn't noticed then either by him or the media or any of his teammates that knew he was openly gay. Did not matter.
Yep.
And of course, you're getting a lot of blowback on Twitter.
You can't swing a stick.
It was too easy.
Oh!
Can I get an amen?
I'd swing his amen.
He is really a good looking guy.
Yeah.
That's
really
like
is.
Side note. Yeah. But okay, so a lot of people are upset on Twitter. And, you know, it's like the really super typical backwoods people who are going fucking gross and fucking gay. And, you know, I mean, just like expand your vocabulary, just like a smidge people.
Yeah. And Obama's a communist was comment three.
Yeah.
I meant to tell you.
Oh my God, I have a moment. Go ahead. I meant to tell you
that it was, it turned to Republicans. Like, Republicans are horrible. I think I want to say, like, maybe 6 to 7 quotes down or comments down in Shirley Temple's death. It literally, like, 6 comments down, it was like, Republicans are destroying the world.
Yep, because she was a Republican.
Yeah. A little bug.
Today, a local news here in Phoenix. I don't know if you heard that they busted a. Unfortunately, it's too late for you, Al. They busted a bike theft ring in Tempe. Mm. 3 guys got popped. It was a big sting. They even found them. The big thing was all the comments. Looks like, you know, skinheads steal bikes. Da da. Obama supporters. Third comment.
Oh,
third fucking comment. I'm like, geez, and
so
rice.
Ridiculous.
It was funny. I meant to tell you that earlier. But anyhow, one of the coolest. So. What's really great is that you see a lot of idiots who don't matter on Twitter, but then you see, of course, a lot of the celebrities, you know, on Twitter really coming out, and including Michelle Obama, coming out in support of Michael Sam and saying, we're proud of you and you're brave and good for you. And the coolest is that, so Dante Stallworth is a retired NFL player. He played for the
Eagles
and the New England Patriots, and he's like a badass. Like, he's a big dude. Looks, I mean, he's like the kind of the quintessential, like, big badass NFL player,
straight dude,
you know. Yeah. And he gets on, and it's long over a series of like a lot of tweets. But ultimately, what he was saying, and he provided specific examples, is look, he says, there's a multitude of issues that can arise in the long duration of an NFL season, some on the field and some off. You won't have any idea what those things are until it's already upon you. Michael Sam, you get a jump start controlling your media coverage. Good on him. And if an organization is too inept to not know how to deal with something that you have prior knowledge of, how are you ever going to handle anything else? How are you going to handle the unexpected?
Wow, that's genius. Who said that?
Dante Stallworth.
Oh, that is genius.
Over the course, and he gave lots of examples of things that have happened in football, and he's like, this guy is putting it out there. There's no breaking story. There's no weird secrets. He's just like, hey, I'm gay, but also I'm a really great football player. Like, let's move on.
Yeah.
So, amazing. This guy was just super, super
cool.
So
he's just like your WNBA really, really extraordinary.
Brittany Griner.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, very
same
similar.
Thing. She came out. There's a lot of gay women's basketball players that don't come out because they're afraid of negative publicity.
Backlash, sure.
But I think it's so different when you are just so ahead of it and you're like, so I'm gay, but also I'm over here playing incredibly well.
Yeah.
So let's not talk about the also anymore. Let's make it about the football.
The Brittany Griner, like, her being a lesbian was not an issue at all.
Right.
And she's still And although she had a kind of a horrible season, she's still one of the most popular women in WNBA. She's the one that's bringing in all of the straight people. And so, I mean, you just never know. You know what I mean? It's just... So the other thing, Chris Cluey, of course, some of our BFFs here at the show stood up for him as well. And I will, I'm not going to read all of these things, but additionally, Brendan Iambidejo, one of our other BFFs, stood up for him as well and compared him, said he was a trailblazer, like Jackie Robinson or a Rosa Parks. You know, Jackie Robinson is the first black athlete coming out in Major League Baseball, and he's the first gay athlete who will probably be drafted. So, really cool.
Who should be drafted? Who should be drafted?
Who should be?
Yeah.
But then
and that's in May, right? Don't they do the draft
April.
In May?
April.
Mm-hmm. Then there was another NFL coach, though, who also took to Twitter. Anonymously, so God bless the anonymous coach. I think we knew who it was.
Was it a coach or it was it a former coach?
I think it was a former coach.
Right, he's
but it was all over.
He's an asshole, and but he was for the Jets, black guy for the Jets. He's now a commentator, son of a bitch, and the Chiefs. He was the
all of the Twitter posts though were under or like Twitter or what, all of his comments were under former coach, whereas like. You know, like the Dante Stallworth is coming out and saying, hey, this is me. I'm saying these things. This guy's like hiding behind
Herm Edwards,
former coach.
Isn't it Herm Edwards? Herm Edwards is the black guy. That's
it might be like another. Yeah. There might be more. But yeah, I think you're right. But he was the one that was specifically saying this is not going to fly in a locker room and he's not going to get drafted. And the NFL is going to have his team is going to have a problem with this. And someone else came out, another celebrity, and said, let's call this what it is. You have a problem with this.
Right, yeah.
Nobody else is going to have a problem with this. It's you. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah, so, raise your hand if you have a problem with this. Like, there it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So really, really, really exciting stuff. Apparently, he had what was kind of cool as well. And this is according to the UPI. I don't even know what this is. Some blog I found. But apparently... before he kind of revealed this, he was advised by Iambidejo, Jason Collins, Billy Bean, Wade Davis, and Chris Cluey. Like, he had kind of consulted all these different guys and said, this is a big deal, help me.
And I hold it they introduced him to the four NFL players that were going to come out last year, or the four major players.
Yeah, but that was a deal that was kind of, no pun intended, blown out of proportion by, I believe, Cluey and, Iambidejo. I believe that they were saying these four people, like, we have people that are going to be coming out.
No, but there was from what I heard of that story was that there was four people that had set up a press conference so that they could come out together, and then not one of them would have to shoulder the whole responsibility, but that one of them backed out at the last minute, and then it was like, well,
that's
it
very
was kind
scary.
Of an all for
yeah,
one.
It is, yeah.
What a scary thing! So really, he is so brave for doing it, and no harm, no foul to the guys that didn't. That chose not to come out or got scared. I mean, it is very scary, but how brave of this guy to do it on his own. And the other thing, our other friend, Richie Incognito, also went to Twitter and said, I'm proud of you.
I saw
good for you.
I saw that, but I was like,
whether or not that's just like a press thing, but still like
the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. Whether or not he actually believes it, or it's just his PR manager going, come on, here's an opportunity for you to not look like a dick, you know, but regardless, it makes him not look like a dick, and it makes him look...
And that's exactly what Richie Incognito needs, is to not look like a dick.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. So, here's somebody else that looks like a big, giant asshole.
Herm Edwards is breaking down the Michael Sam coming out story. Like, he just found out about gay people for the first time in his life. was what Carl from something from Twitter.
I can't handle it.
So, just a little background on this kid. Grew up in, I think it's called Hitchens, Texas, or something like that, 40 miles southeast of Houston near Galveston Bay. Seventh of eight children. Three of his siblings are dead. Two are in prison. One of those three that are dead is just missing, and they don't know what happened. His mother is, Jehovah Witness. His father is Southern Baptist. And his father was at Denny's near his home to celebrate his birthday. The father was celebrating his own birthday when his son sent him a text message saying, Dad, I'm gay. The party stopped cold. The father said, I can't eat no more. I don't want my grandkids raised in that kind of environment. I'm an old school, I'm a man and a woman type of guy. And it turns out that when Michael goes home to visit his family, he stays with friends. and that he was not raised there, that it was the coaches at the high school that kind of raised him. And I can't remember which coach raised him, but I guess he used to just like carry things for the team, and he was kind of like, and then he was bigger, so they were like, they let him play, let him be more active, and then finally they made him a starter. And then he got to Missouri, and he was small for Missouri, and he had a hard time fitting in, but he just generally won them all over.
Just amazing.
Turns out he's a really funny kid that sings and makes up songs on the spot to like get people to like him, and is like really really super charming from the stories.
Which is
that I've
why
read.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, his team didn't care because they liked him,
and they really did like him. And he came out to. Turns out everybody like, and this town is so small that all they do is go watch the football. So he was a local hero. So now they all have to go back and realize they were cheering on a gay boy. Here they were, this town of Baptists that's so anti-gay, and they had spent a whole year cheering on a gay boy.
And not just that, he's been there his whole life.
Hopefully it's that kind of thing that will change. Not everyone, because there will be the folks that go back and look at him and say faggot. And I never liked him anyway.
Have you ever seen the movie Phenomenon?
I don't remember.
John Travolta.
Oh yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, it's John Travolta and...
That's not with that really white kid, right?
No, that's Powder.
No, that's Powder. But
they're very, very similar movies, and I often get them confused.
John Travolta gets kind of hit in the head, you know, whatever, bolt of lightning kind of thing, whatever, and all of a sudden he has these... His brain, just like, he becomes really, really smart, and everybody... But, like, everybody was his friend, and he was the best guy in the whole town, and everything was great. And now, all of a sudden, well, you know, I remember this one time he did this. He's this kind of... because it's something different, and they figure out something has changed, all of a sudden they were completely against him in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the idea Very of similar. That... Similar idea where everything has been great and he was the hometown hero and everything. Well, I do remember this one time that Michael Sams, that, you know, remember when he walked in and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's small town shit.
But all you can really
it's
hope
crazy.
Is.
We hope not. Yeah.
All you can hope is that one person is changed by each.
Yep, one person, right. Even if just one person. And, you know, there are a lot of open minded NFL teams and coaches, and, you know, there are. A lot of guys, I hope to God, and a lot of coaches that will, and I think that there are, that will look at him based on his talent, not on his personal life.
Yeah. But what they're saying, some are saying, is that Peter King, who is a bigwig when it comes to football and Sports Illustrated writing, one GM said that he doesn't think Sam will be drafted. This GM, of course, anonymously said this, that we don't think he's a very good player. The reality is he's an overrated player.
Oh, and that's all
coming
of a sudden.
Into this. All of a sudden.
All
right.
of a sudden. He was the MVP of the they won the Cotton Bowl. Right. But all of a sudden.
He's just overrated.
He's overrated.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is
but
sad.
Good and for it, him. And either way, you know, he will have a long career. And God forbid it's not in football. It will be in something. And he'll be very successful for being himself. A lot of people. The one other thing about this before I move on is that I thought it was interesting. People were really comparing him to Tim Tebow. Some folks on Twitter. And as much as I hate Tim Tebow, or I just think he's a douche nozzle, I had to agree with some of these comparisons, and I don't know what you guys think, but, you know, folks were saying, Michael Sam comes out of the closet, and everybody talks about how great he is. Tim Tebow prays at a game, and everyone's against him, and bad, shame on you, and don't push your Christianity in my face. And I have to say, I am that person that's saying, like, suck it, Tim Tebow, I don't want your prank. Even though, like...
But he came out with he was, like, threatening to come out with an anti-abortion ad during the Super Bowl.
So, but, and devil's advocate, he's taking a stance on a really heated issue.
Right.
And people are like, boo. And Michael Sam, while not taking a stance, he's being authentic to himself on a really controversial issue.
If Tim Tebow had gone, come out and just played football, and then somebody found out he was a Christian, it's not going to be a huge story. It's not going to be, God.
It didn't affect his draft chances.
Right,
not found out, but not found out. Like, if Tim Tebow came out and said, I'm a Christian, and I love Jesus, and everything I do in my life will be to serve my Lord.
Right.
Right? Because that's kind of the same thing. No, like, I am gay.
But that's,
and this
that's
is...
Warner.
Kurt Warner. Yeah.
Oh, couldn't good point. Be yeah. any more Jesus-y.
No, super good point.
It was just that this
Jesus-y?
Kid.
Yeah. Jesus-y.
Jesus-y. Yeah.
Jesus-y.
Amen.
Amen.
It was just the way
really
he came
point.
Out holier yeah. than thou
yes.
with it all.
No, you're yeah. totally right.
And,
the
and as John 3:16 and, yes. you know, everything
and
else.
And even that, I was so.
I didn't
okay
care.
With
what
that.
I'm saying is that that's how, you know, it was pushed.
Yeah.
It
and
was
he was
really
the coming
good.
Messiah.
No, you're
right. The other thing was right. he was the risen Messiah mm-hmm. for.
And so, like, I wish that I would have had the thought that thought because then that would have been a great like response to some of those Twitter people.
And absolutely,
it's
all
not
of them,
Tim
thank
Tebow's
God
Christianity.
First, there's all
Kurt Warner's. Yeah,
right. I mean, they're all doing the signs of the cross and sure. all that stuff. They're all praying. They're all thanking God. I mean, they did a prayer circle during the Buffalo. Sure. The New York Giants did a prayer circle.
Right.
It was called a Buffalo stance.
Yeah. right before the kickoff. And I'm like, we can't compete with eight black guys praying.
Right.
Of course we lost.
Right.
They got a prayer circle together. Right. We were doomed. The kick was going to go wide right no matter what we did. Jesus had a foot on the ball.
That's good. That's an interesting like angle to it.
They're very.
Because it was something that I saw on Twitter and it made me really kind of think.
But it does make you think, like, is your dislike for Tebow that? Or was it just that he was just a douche?
Guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
Not to take something from another part of this yeah. story that got me a little heated.
He throws the ball a few times and it's a Hail Mary. And
can I get an amen?
But there was all of that, and then after every time that happened, and he would win, what was it, like four times or something?
And then he'd have to bow on the
and Jesus,
take a knee.
It was because Jesus take the wheel. Jesus take the ball. I mean, really. Like, it was.
I say find this Jesus and draft him, because clearly he's a hell of a player.
He really is. He's something.
So, moving on a little bit.
We got a lot of, like, two stories.
Yeah.
Like,
we
three.
We really have.
One story per hour, yeah.
It's a big week. So, Danica Patrick, we all know her, right?
Yeah. NASCAR driver.
She's a hottie. She's a really, she gets a lot of press because she's a very attractive female driver in a male-dominated industry.
And most of the time sucks. She doesn't win.
She does not win.
Right.
But let's not be an asshole about it.
What did Richard Petty have to say?
Richard Petty. No, not Al.
Oh,
Richard Petty.
I was like, wow, this is great.
I didn't hear it like that, but now that I think it, that's funny.
No, that's
well,
I
don't
meant.
Be an asshole about it, Al. Amen.
I'm going to go back and watch that video because I know that I was just like,
hey. I had to play devil's advocate.
Damn,
on that
Gina.
One. Damn, Gina. Amen.
Well, that was really funny. Let's not be an asshole about it.
Richard Petty.
Or Petty.
Oh, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, shit.
So Richard Petty is just being a jerk. And he's saying, yeah, I think she could win if everybody else stays home. And I don't get what this means. He said, if she'd have been a male, nobody would ever known she showed up at a racetrack. Oh, that she's just not good enough.
Well, but she's hot and she's a female.
Right.
And so that's why she gets the press.
Attention.
Right. So just kind of sucks. And just like.
Because she's just an average driver or less than average, according to him.
Right. So he's commented on her involvement in NASCAR races before, saying he just doesn't think it's a sport for women.
See, now that's.
Oh, gosh.
Now that's where you become a dick.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like.
Because there's a lot of schlubby men.
Yes. And if she's not super, but so maybe she's not the number one racer. She's brought a lot of positive attention to your sport and a lot of money.
And a lot of money.
To your sport.
Focus on the money, Petty.
And
don't be petty.
Yeah. Or just like be petty. And
talk petty. Petty.
Just be cynical and you got to hold
petty.
They tell two friends, they take two friends, they tell two friends.
How many people are not NASCAR fans? They're Danica Patrick fans that are showing up, males and females.
And she may not be winning in NASCAR a lot, but she is one of the most successful female auto racers in history. She is the only woman to ever win a major open wheel race. She finished first at the 2008 IndyCar Series race in Japan. She has six top tens in the Indy 500 and was third in 2009, the best finish ever for a woman in a historic event for a woman. So, I mean, she has some merit to her. She's got skill. She's not just like a floozy.
He's just a douche.
He's just such a douche.
She's like the Johnny Weir.
Very much so, right.
Totally old school.
Because Johnny Weir, I always think no creds, and then I look him up, and I'm like, you just never won at the Olympics. You, which is what Tara Lipinski's little dig about. I wish I knew what it was like to, you know, flop at the Olympics. I can only imagine what it's like to do well everywhere else and then come here and flop. Johnny.
And Johnny's like, is my makeup on?
Together.
Is
my makeup on? Really, yeah. They are having fun.
Fix my eyelashes.
So anyhow, it's just, you know, they're just calling her a marketing machine. She's not a race car driver. She's
but that's not true. She's finishing. She's finishing.
She's a race. She's driving a race car. She is a race car driver. Like, so, you know,
they're all just making left fucking turns.
It's one of these things that is just, you know, just kind of is highlighting just really, really sexist. And I think that Danica Patrick has made some questionable choices in my opinion, in some of her marketing mechanics, right? And some of her GoDaddy commercials and like, and
selling
I get it.
Herself, you
she
mean?
Is selling her sex, and I get it. I, you know, there's like the feminist side of the argument that says like, you don't have to show off your tits to be a good driver, like to make money.
But
you
distract other drivers, though.
That is true. Right. You know, but that has brought her a lot of attention. In turn, bringing attention to NASCAR and to, you know, and to the sport.
And then if you
general.
Watch what goes on in the pits. In the pit of those races, it's filthy. Like, they literally have hookers down there.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Like, oh, never, no, the Indianapolis 500, not a place for children.
No.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
They got women working.
Yeah.
She laughed
it off. Ultimately, she says, you know, I don't really care. There's going to be people who believe in you and people who don't. People who say bad things about me and people who don't.
Yeah.
I see it on Twitter. Some people actually want me to die. But at the end of the day, you get over stuff and... You just know you're doing a good job.
And Petty's going to die before her anyways. Who cares?
Because he looks like he might be doing that same heroin that's coming out of Pittsburgh.
And
he's got the bad.
He likes him a Happy Meal every now and again.
He wants some of that Western PA heroin.
I want a toy.
He's not looking good. No.
They did that. Now, what's her face? Erin Burnett is back from Maternity Leave. I do, too. And she's a quiet little conservative. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a big conservative.
Okay.
I'm not sure about how she stands socially, but fiscally, she is a Republican to the core.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew. Yeah. Yeah. I think we knew that she was.
So she's back from maternity leave. A little bitter. Little angry. I don't know
she
if she's
is?
Angry that she came back to work or angry that somebody took her spot for 6 weeks. I don't know. Hopefully someone named Burnett. I have no idea. But anyway, so she was talking about the Olympics, and one of the – I don't think it was Bodie – but one of the skiers had a really shitty showing. Like, just...
Bodie Miller did have a pretty... He didn't have a great showing.
But I don't think it was him, because I think that he would have already been crucified and we'd already been talking about it. So I think it was a lesser-known person came down the hill and he's like, that one, I wouldn't even... That would have been... Or he said something like, that would have been bad even in women's skiing. And then someone else, some other commentator said something about, well... Oh, why don't you just go? Well, that, she's good, but it's just because she's doing a woman's slope. And Erin Burnett was like, yes, some of the events are slightly smaller. Yes, we're not as tall as you. Yes, there are physical differences. But if we're here just the Olympics just so you can bash that the women are doing something different than you, then get off the TV and stop talking.
Yeah.
She's like, make yourself a foot shorter and do the same track then.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Backwards and in heels.
Yeah, yeah. But come back when
you're
5'8" and do that same track.
After having two kids.
For the record, Richard Petty, 76 years old.
Oh, he'll be dead soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
Should we want to keep him alive?
I'll and I'll give just a really quick total in the medal count. I will say that anyone that's interested, check out hashtag Sochi Problems. It's really funny.
Oh,
it's really, really funny.
Oh, read some of them.
So, oh goodness, I'm not going to even find them. There's like From Russia with Love, and it is
the condom. Is that what that
is? The condom Olympic ring.
Yeah.
But some of the other Sochi problems. A lot of them are photos from the really shoddy jobs in the hotels.
Like the hotels?
The bathrooms, like the bathrooms without stalls. It's just like toilets on the wall. No stalls. Toilets on the wall with chairs facing them. Toilets on the wall with literally no pipes. Mm-hmm. There is a newscaster who's standing. It's hysterical because he just looks deadpan, like he's just staring at the camera. And the curtains behind him have all fallen down on the ground. And he's it's like on him. Like the curtains fell on him. There's the American bobsledder who was locked in his bathroom.
He is so funny.
Hilarious.
And then is it true that he was in an elevator?
Yes,
as well?
He got locked in
also
an elevator.
Also got locked in an elevator. Yeah, which they were laughing. Couldn't bust his way out of that one.
And Bob Costas asked him, he goes, so your event's like 7 days away seems like a long time when you can't get out of rooms.
Right. Well, and kind of in Russia, you really shouldn't have to worry about that because, like, windows are falling in. And you should have ways. Because the CNN, a CNN gal was laying in her room, apparently, and the window just fell in.
Oh, didn't hear that.
And she wasn't able to, like, do, there was nothing she could do. And right. So it was like 30 degrees and she had to try to sleep.
Well, no, it'll be 60 in a minute. Just lay there.
Just lay there.
It's going to warm up.
Give it a couple hours. Did you see the tub?
It'll be sunny.
Somebody went in to, they were showing the problems and they're like, well, so we have a tub and a toilet and, but here's the tub and you could, she could move it.
Oh,
no. Like just, all over.
That is crazy. There is one of our figure skaters, and it's not one of the guys whose names that it's very popular, but he moved out of Olympic Village and like moved somewhere else to a different hotel that actually like is a hotel.
Well, is that the Russian guy that's part of, he's really Russian, but he's on our pairs team.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think he's the one that said, I actually know people near here.
Because he's staying in a hotel.
Oh, because there's one that's, he's one of ours, and I want to say he was born in, like, Kiev, but he's an American citizen, and he's the one that said, I'm just going to go, because my relatives are just outside of town, so I'm not gay, and I'm going to be fine. Like,
Anyway, it's just really funny. It's crazy. All hashtag Sochi problems, and it's all a lot of funny pictures. The latest medal count is, Norway is sweeping with 11 medals. They are, like, really kicking ass, a lot of skating. Canada is in second place with 9 medals. Germany has 5. The Netherlands have 8 total medals. So that's a little bit out of order. And the United States has 7.
Okay. We only have 2 gold?
2 golds, 1 silver, and 4 bronzes.
Okay, so they didn't do any half pipes today.
Right.
Because I'm keeping track.
Okay.
Or they like did, and we just didn't medal on any of them. But anyway,
I doubt that what's-his-face didn't medal.
USA, he did not.
Huh?
He didn't.
Are you talking about White? Are you talking about White?
They said Sean. They said
Sean White.
It was canceled from. It was postponed, and all the trials were postponed. But he got 4th.
Yeah,
he fell.
Oh, I didn't think he got 4th. Yeah. I thought that he was 11th.
I thought he was like way.
Way down. No, he wasn't even in the scope at all.
Yeah, that's why I'm 4th.
Oh, I'm wrong. Nope, sorry.
No, he was. I'll watch it when I get home.
I think he was like 11th. He got nothing.
He did fall.
Yep.
I didn't hear about him falling. I just heard that he was way down out of there.
Yeah.
Not
cute.
Is that it? Are you wrapping?
And that's it? I mean, I could go on, but it's 9:43, so that's it up. For sports.
And other stuff. Well, speaking of some other stuff, I just saw this pop up on Facebook. Nevada state officials will no longer defend the state's amendment banning same-sex couples from marrying against legal challenge. Both the governor and the attorney general's offices made that announcement on Monday. Nevada. Nevada state officials will no longer defend the state's amendment banning. So, and can you imagine all those quickie goddamn drive-through weddings in Vegas? Of course they will. Sure. That's what they're going to do. But in the meantime, we're going to do this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity. Where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Huh?
Huh?
Miracle on Ice as well. Steve Guttenberg.
Who does he play in that?
Sorry, we're discussing Bruce Jenner in movies is what we're discussing right now.
No, you have the wrong person.
I do not.
Steve Guttenberg didn't play the goalie. Steve Guttenberg would be like 60 now.
If we only had a way to look it up.
Steve Guttenberg was like 35 years old in Can't Stop the Music in 1979. He wasn't in Miracle on Ice in 2002.
Katie,
with
this
Kurt
is the picture I was talking about, Bruce
I'm talking
Jenner.
About the, there was one, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Done. That's amazing.
Oh, okay. If you don't mean the movie with John Krasinski and all that, I'm like, okay.
Not the new one, not with them.
All right. You can settle down and put that down, then. I believe
so. I'm going to show people. So this is to the camera. So that's a picture of, you can look it up online. From what movie, Al?
Can't Stop the Music. It's the Village People movie. There's only one.
Okay, so they can find that.
That's pretty gay.
Oh, gayer than Christmas. Because that's the reason. When he showed me the picture, I'm like, I can't believe you're focusing on the blonde woman in the middle and not the Village People behind
them. The Village People are behind him.
But that should be the first thing you notice after the half shirt.
That's, yeah, exactly.
After the tummy tee should be the village people.
All right. So anyway, it's Thoughtful Vulgarity. Where are we going with this? Uh-oh, Marnie's going to show you up something.
Oh, there was a 1981 film. That feels like a TV movie. Oh, American television biographical sports film for ABC. All right. I don't pay attention to those. Oh, but it had Jessica Walter. I might have. All right. Oh, Jesus. I do remember that because Carl Malden was in it. Okay. If... Oh, we just look at her cheating and getting out of the question. So we'll start with Katie June. What is the one thing you'd most like to change about the world?
Oh, I think I've made that very clear.
Well, apparently tonight it's guns.
Tonight.
And you only have to do one country because it turns out the rest of them fine about it.
Yeah. No, I don't really like, I don't talk about it that often. I don't like, I try not, I have to just like dial it back or I get really upset about it. But yeah, I think that the, you know, I watched a special recently or I've watched pieces of, I haven't watched it in its entirety, Diane Sawyer special about Young Guns
drinking.
In America.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking wine on
right.
TV.
Yep, ding. Hey, Young man. Guns in America.
2020.
And it's all about, and it's all about like guns in the homes when your children are there, like when children are going to their friends' houses to play or they're going for sleepovers or they're like, you know, and parents go to bed and the kids are trying to do something cool and all of these quote unquote responsible gun owners who just like leave guns in their drawers or in their purses. And they did, you know, different segments and, you know, kind of hidden video of like mom leaves her purse and or leaves a gun in her purse and throws it over her chair. Kid, who's so great because I'm such a responsible gun owner, then goes into the purse when she's not there and pulls the gun out and starts playing with it and looking at it. And it was like these tests, these hidden camera tests. So it's very disturbing.
Yeah.
It's happening more and more and more and more and more that you can kill you can kill anyone wherever you are for whatever reason you want. And so that's what I would change.
But now does it have to come up in like sleepovers are coming? Like, are you going to ask questions?
Oh, yes. Oh, 100%. And I'm not going to feel weird about it or guilty.
Good.
I read an article recently about some parents who are choosing to go sleepover free and they're doing late overs where, you know, they're allowing their children to stay late, but maybe not sleepover. And I don't know about that because I did sleepovers and it was fine and it was fun. But 110% you talk to the parents and you find out what's happening and you ask point blank, do you have guns in your home? I think that's a pretty fair question.
Yeah, I just can't imagine like, okay, what kind of crazy you got going on behind closed doors there? And I think that's an easy one.
Really easy. Yeah. So that's my answer.
All right. Marnie Ryer, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Amen.
What's the one thing you would change about the world?
All the fucking crazy. Just, I mean, every time you turn on any kind of news at all, there's something else that makes you kind of look up and say, are you kidding? Or just what we talked about earlier with people just, you threw popcorn at me. I'm going to shoot you now because I'm afeard. What? You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And getting people the help that they would need if it is about mental illness kind of issues. But I think people are hiding behind that.
Oh, definitely.
And I think that's the part that's kind of pissing me off because there are people that really need
you can't
help.
Really tell who's hiding and who's not. Yeah. If you say it, then... Or if you say I'm really scared, or if you say I'm kind of crazy, I'm kind of insane, like...
But some people are. But the problem is that the way laws and things are written on the books says in that moment,
Were you crazy? Were you insane? Were you legally insane at the moment?
Yeah. Right.
And that's the hard part, and people are hiding behind it. And I sat there today working on other stuff, but watching that on HLN and watching.
Mine was CNN straight up.
Oh yeah, no, I was watching HLN and watching this guy just sit there and he really, I firmly believe he thinks it was okay what he did. What? But it doesn't make him crazy. It just makes him an asshat.
A murderer.
Yeah. Cold-blooded murderer. Exactly. With a legal excuse.
A horrible, horrible, horrible man.
Yeah. So I don't know if it would be that, you know, trying to change the crazy and get those people to help, or if it's in conjunction with the legal system and really kind of.
And do you think it's a
not
piece,
reinventing? But.
Do you think it's a PC thing now to say, or to think like, and maybe not from that point of view, but I think. like, don't you think you're kind of obliged to tell somebody, I believe your reality? Like, if that's what your reality is, and not with him, I won't say with mm-hmm. him, but we'll say with the Pharaoh, Dylan.
Mia Farrow?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mia Farrow's daughter. Like, mm-hmm. that's your reality. If that's what you think happened when you were seven, mm-hmm. Then that's what happened to you when you were seven. Like, it could be a memory that was instilled in you. It could be a real memory. But if you're saying mm-hmm. it happened to you, then are we just being politically correct?
Yeah, but does
correct?
That then make... Does that make Woody Allen?
No, because it was investigated. Because right. it was investigated exactly. and everyone did their job and said no to...
Exactly.
To prosecution. But if it's what she remembers, then we have to treat her like it's what she remembers, right?
No, you have to look at her and say, okay, I believe you. Not just a bit enough. Yeah. Like...
That's what I wonder. Like, sometimes do you just have to buy someone's... And you... Actually, you don't have to, but yeah, I think you do. Like, if someone says, this is what happened to me, then... Okay. Then, well, you believe it, so I'm going to believe
then,
it with you. But
we're kind of condescending. But I mean, that's
it
super condescending it at
is,
that
but
point.
It doesn't make... Like, well, it but, doesn't make it actionable. It just makes it just says it's what you think happened.
Right, we get it. But what's your?
You.
But there are consequences still. Yeah. Like, this happened to me, so I killed someone, and now I'm going to prison forever, or I'm possibly being executed mm-hmm. because like it happened to me, and that is and so bad. Not I'm not talking about
right.
In the that sounded really horrible because right. I don't mean to make that. Kind of a sound,
and that's
in
that
talking
fine
about
line with someone who comes
sexual
up
one, abuse or something, but like, oh, he showed a gun to me, so I murdered him in cold blood.
But what if that claim was made against you?
Like,
child abuse.
Oh God,
child abuse or child molestation. What if that claim is made against you, and it's been something that's been proven? Like, no,
but your life is ruined forever. Like, yeah. We've learned that from so many different yeah. cases that as soon as it's said. You're just done.
Because, like, and we're taught, which we should, and it's the same thing with the folks that I work with developmental disabilities. You know, they say, this happened, so-and-so touched me, or this happened, or whatever. You believe them.
Hmm.
You know, it's not that they don't get questioned, just like with children, but you believe them. You're not going to look at them and go, oh, now let's not make up any
right,
stories.
Right, because then they have, then it's yeah. the trust.
And so it's real, sure.
So it's a very real thing of political correctness. Or like, okay, if that's what you believe happened, then that's what... Because you can watch... You can be a part... Like, we could all watch something happen right mm-hmm. there, and all four of us would describe it differently
right.
and have a different memory of the same thing. And some of us would take our own personal things and be like, oh, that was gross. And some people would be like, well, that happened. So what mm-hmm. would you change about the world?
Three things come to mind. And oddly, the first one is an irony for me to even think this because it's tolerance, because I don't tolerate a lot of shit. So sure. tolerance would be one for people. And then I would get rid of, if I could just eliminate ignorance, that would be two big things because you'd save a lot of goddamn time if everybody was educated and knew what the hell was going on in a lot of facets of the world.
No, but that's not new. That's just...
No, I mean, that would be nice. And then
it'd be great.
And then the other thing that I think would, if we were just to eliminate it, because when you look back across... history and time, what has been the biggest thing that everybody has ever fought over?
Oh, religion.
Just get religion. Just eliminate it altogether. Right. Just eliminate it.
Nope. It
never happens. There's no religion. If you want to believe in a mushroom or a chickpea or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, fine. But everything is just battle.
Yes.
All in the name of God, they're going to kill everybody. And I just think
it's
ridiculous. And the funny thing is, I remember being... not the funny thing is, but I remember being in probably 10, 11, and I was with my father at his house, and the news was on. And I remember two things about one news broadcast you watched. One was they showed a shot of the stock exchange, mm-hmm. where the floor of the stock market, and it was just filthy. There's paper everywhere, and everything was all a mess. Blah 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 blah. So I remember him making a comment to me that they clean that every day, so it's not a mess. You know, they clean it up every day. And then there was something else about somebody fighting two people fighting, and he made a comment. They've always fought. They will always fight. Like it's just a religion. They're always fighting over some goddamn
Irish, yeah, the Irish and the English. Yeah.
I forget whoever the hell it was, sure. But I realized, and even today, like as you grow up and you drive around, you realize there's never been a time in my life when I don't hear the new news, and there's something about some Istan or some Bull, whatever, right. Yeah. Somebody's dead. Or today, 37 people died in a bus. Whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, in Syria, and it drives right me. Now, it's just hideous. And you see children bloodied.
It's kind of it's crazy how you kind of become, kind of numb to it because...
Desensitized.
Because they've always fought. They will always fight.
And it's just, over what? Over, I believe this is powerful. Now you believe this is powerful. So fucking what?
Yeah.
Just quit it.
Or like when they walked out because of the Google alphabet, they had Iran and Israel walk out next to each other. I think that's even in our alphabet. They would be next to each other. And they were saying like, wouldn't you want to be backstage with that? Like, how bad was that? That the countries that are like most at war and like... Iran spends all of its time wanting to wipe out Israel, and Israel spends all of its time wiping out the number two person in charge of nuclear proliferation. What's the word?
Proliferation.
Proliferation. That the number two person in Iran is always mysteriously dead. Probably because the Israelis killed him. You know what I mean? Like, but they're at war. And so here's their athletes. Where did they come together in the spirit of the Olympics of like all war stop so a couple of men could get naked and wrestle? Or, which if you think about it, is really what the Olympics was.
It's what it's all about.
Well, and accountability. I mean, the idea that there is no accountability that goes along with any of what, you know, people don't take any kind of accountability.
But even if we're not even talking about the foreign, it's right here, right in this city.
Yeah.
Every city across this wonderful United States, every religion is still fighting. We don't have knockout, drag-out wars.
But we don't even bother with religion here. No. Like, the Mexicans are Christians. It's a Christian nation, and we act like they're terrorists.
Right after 9/11.
They just tan better than we do.
The gentleman in Mesa, who wore the garb.
He was a sheik.
Forgive me, he was a sheik. And he was murdered because, you know, he's one of those fucking terrorists.
Right.
According to the people. I mean,
or the people that went to the temple. Remember the ones that went to the temple and shot all those people?
The Buddhist temple back in the early 90s?
No, it was just a couple years ago. And they're like, we're not that religion. Like, you got the wrong ones.
Right.
Like,
was that here?
No. It was here in America.
I wasn't here in Phoenix.
Right. It was like up in the, it seemed like it was up in Wisconsin.
It was in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay.
It was.
And it's like, hold on a minute. Like, figure out. There's difference. Like, there's, but we invaded a country where George Bush was like, well, they're Muslim. No, there's a couple different kinds.
Yeah.
And you just started a civil war, you dumbass.
Right. Yeah. Quit painting with a broad brush, bastard.
So, just keep painting. Like, if you just went to painting. Mine would be the technology that keeps us moving more and more into ourselves and indoors and not so like outside and interacting with other people. Cause I think the more you can sit there on
you who praises a DVR and a television flat screen.
Right. But if it wasn't there, maybe I would go outside. I mean, I'm not, I don't think I'm intolerant of anyone, but if you're just sitting there on a computer over and over and over again, and you can just call somebody fuckers anonymously and just keep up your hate and you never get to interact with people.
Sure.
Then what, you know what I mean? Then you're just going to get rooted in that thing that you're sitting inside your house, creating this little chamber of hell.
And kids just playing their video games rather than going out and playing.
And so all of a sudden you just shoot those people over and over and again. You're like, but if you got out and you met some people, you might find out that there's different people with different beliefs and you might not write such horrible things on the internet.
Or you might have a reason to say, I hate people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, either way, but
I went outside and I decided to come back in.
I experienced it and now I have a reason.
And there we are. In the Bower 3, you've done it again. It's the show on Q Talk America. I'm here with Katie, Marnie, and Al. I'm Clayton McKee. Thanks for joining us. We will be here again next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. You join us if you will. If you won't, we will leave you with this parting statement. We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.